say at this point, okay. They can hear. So, right? Yeah. We don't want no faw paw. Galti ho gayi, galti se muh se nikal gaya type of situation, right?
No, no, no.
But thank you so much for having me. I'm going to give the mic to you to do your introduction. For anybody in the chat, I am at NMIMS Juhu campus. This is the Juhu campus?
Yeah.
This is the Juhu campus, yes. Right? My best friends used to study there. I remember this is like 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Okay.
I don't know what they did. Oh. They did not come out right. So I'm not very fond. But like they had a great time. They would tell me all these stories. So I'm glad I'm speaking at the school my friends were so proud of going to. I never had the opportunity to go to an Indian college. Almost never. I mean, I saw a bunch of them. I'd hang around Delhi University a lot for a long time. And I think anybody living in Delhi when they're 18, 19 should do that. It's quite an experience. And Amity and whatnot, this, that. But I never went to an Indian college. And NMIMS I heard a lot about. So I'm glad I'm here for the rest of the idiots that are speculating on whether these guys gave me money or I gave them money. None of that. None of that. I used to do podcasts pehle, right? I'd let people do podcasts with me. Now I do college gigs. That's what I do. That's how I allow the third part of my personality to come out. Where I'm answering questions for someone else about stuff that's not their life's problem, right?
Yeah. So, again, as I said, we're really glad to have you. As I told you, it's been 4 months into making. So, for the introductions, I now know that you're not particularly fond of college introductions or people giving introductions to you. So
I'm not fond of formality.
Twist. So let me just twist it. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to say the professional tasks that are associated with you. So Prakhar is a media entrepreneur at PG Radio. He hosts PG Radio and Prakhar Ki Pravachan YouTube channel. He also does Avalon Meta courses. And he likes to be called a public intellectual, which I would agree to.
I'd like to think that I have a future like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
Now, I'd want you to introduce yourself.
Myself?
Because I saw this very interesting Instagram post that you made, which was about the maps of meaning of your life.
Right.
Is anyone unmuted?
मैंने अभी तुम्हें mute कर दिया है from the stream so that this disturbance can be sorted. Mute everybody. There's somebody who's not on mute and it's very, like, it's not professional. Now I'm unmuted. ठीक है, रुको. Okay, so let's talk. So you want to know what I meant by the maps of meaning? Well, idea.
No, I meant what are the maps of meaning of y'all? What is the map of meaning for PG Radio, Prakhar Ki Pravachan, and the Prakhar that went to Columbia, and the Prakhar that, jisne ek dusre school ke PTI teacher ko dhamkaya tha.
मैंने वो बनाया था सेटअप ऐसे कि कोई और, मतलब मैं भाई वो सब इतना इंस्टिंक्टिव था ना, हमें विश्वास भी नहीं हो रहा था ये हो गया है. मतलब हम नौवीं क्लास के बच्चे थे भाई, समझ रहे. मैंने बोला उससे बात कर, वो कहता कैसे बोल रहा है मेरे बच्चों को, ये तेरे को तमीज नहीं है. वो कह रहा सॉरी. मैंने बोला ओ भाई, वो चढ़ गया और हम लोग वहां पे भाई एड्रेनलिन टुक ओवर, लाइक यू नो इट मेक्स यू डू क्रिएटिव स्टफ. एंड सो आई वाज सुपर क्रिएटिव बैक देन. बट आई एम स्टिल नॉट श्योर आई अंडरस्टैंड योर क्वेश्चन सिद्धांश. मेक इट लिटिल मोर क्लियर. व्हाट डू यू रियली वांट टू नो?
व्हाट डू यू आइडेंटिफाई योरसेल्फ एज? नॉट द वर्क दैट यू डू.
हां,
व्हाट इज द कॉमन लिंक दैट हैज बीन इन योर लाइफ फॉरएवर? व्हाट इज द एवोल्यूशन दैट यू गॉट थ्रू?
आई एम नॉट श्योर मैन. आई विल टेल यू व्हाट though. And this is, I think I'm beginning to think at, as of this day today, 13th March 2021, I'm entering another phase in my life. And it's these phases, because kuch mahino se main soch raha tha bro apni life mein ki yaar, matlab ek plateau aa gaya tha, samajh raha hai? Ki mere ko kuch naya sochne ko aisa nahi tha apni life ke baare mein, itna introspective kuch nahi tha. Ab recently ek mere ko inkling hai ki tufaan aa raha hai meri zindagi mein. I'm not sure. And I'm trying to construct this as I go with you. And it feels like मेरी जिंदगी का एक जो continuous thread है जिसको मैं chase कर सकता हूँ 10-15 साल तक भी, वो ये है कि मैं जीऊँगा अपने rules पे और मैं rules ढूँढूँगा अपने तरीके से, right? और इन rules को मैं अभी शायद इतने सफाई से express ना कर पाऊँ जितना मैं future में एक किताब में, भाई हूँ तो मैं 25 साल का ही ना ले दे के, ठीक है, जब मैं 50-55 का हो जाऊँगा maybe I'll have a better language. But I never cared about money, for instance, growing up. I never had to. I was lucky enough, right? I never had to. And I never cared about money. Never earning nor spending. I was not a big spender and I was not making any money, right? Even when I was making money, I'd reject that money. I really have rejected money from the table more often than I've taken it. I've never been under that pressure. Now I'm 25. At some point, I'm not saying it's about right now. At some point, 5, 6, 7, 8 saal baad, I'm going to have a family. And even though I'll still probably have enough, I now think about money. And I think about how I'll make money. And when I think about how I'll make money, this is the first time, say, I'm thinking about all of this stuff. I have a very honest approach to it. I'll only do things I want. I'll do them so well they work. I'll never compromise on a certain ethical standard. Right? It has to come naturally so that I can make it sustainable. There is these small, tiny little rules that I have in my head, which you will see exactly being implemented with Prakhar Ke Pravachan and PG Radio as well. Yeah. Right? There is no space for a lack of ethics. I will do exactly what I want, no matter what you tell me. Right? There is stuff like that. So, I think it has been a very honest to Prakhar approach to life. And I'm not sure how to describe what Prakhar is to tell you exactly what that thread is. Maybe I haven't given it enough thought. Maybe the next time I'm at the top of the wave as I'm surfing through this phase, I might be able to see it more clearly and have a better expression. But there is a very weird way I've come to realize in which I do things that most people do not. And I think it works very, very well. Like, I'll tell you something, right? I am particularly fluent with communication. There is no two ways about it, right? The world is here to see it, right? You can see it on YouTube, everywhere, whatnot. Yes, and yes. I never learnt it from a course or a book. My father kept telling me, hey, why don't you read, what is that book? How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I tell him, I know it better. I was like, I know it better than that guy. Trust me, I know how to influence friends. And I mean, that was my childish arrogance. I'm not saying that was sensible. But I learned all of this my own way. Through sheer putting hours into practice. When nobody was watching or nobody cared, I was putting in the practice to learn how to talk to people or how to talk to masses or how to put myself out and so on. Right? And so when I see somebody pass off the same standard canned, you know, regular-sized jar mein, regular-sized advice on communication, it irks me. Because that line has been canned for so long, it has lost all meaning. It's past its expiry date. And two, I made the effort to figure it out myself, and I'll tell you what real substance I have there. And so, that is it. I do things my way. I've come to realize, this is something I've only recently come to. I bring out extremely novel insights from those things, and then I pass it on.
Yeah, if I were to put it in a line, it would maybe having a generalist approach in life towards specialized things and forming new ideas as you go.
Maybe that's just like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I describe it like that. It's a good attempt. It's a decent attempt. At least somebody's trying. Well, I'm glad I'm interesting enough for somebody to try and do that to me, right? But
you're very interesting.
I'm not sure. Kuch zid hai, bro. Kuch zid hai jahan pe main appearances tolerate nahi kar pata. And I've been thinking about appearances a lot recently as well. Right? How we want to appear to everybody else, but how we privately are. Or how things appear to everybody else, but how they discreetly are.
Yes.
Right? And so, with this entire idea of, like, I cannot stand appearances. If I see the slightest, and this is something I use when I'm dating as well, because believe it or not, I don't know why we don't discuss it openly. Dating is a very fragile process of finding out who you will be the most comfortable with for an unlimited amount of time. It's a very, like, bahut hi fragile bridge hai to cross. So it's not casual, it's serious, right? You have to think about who you want to date and how you want to go about dating if you're serious about it. And trust me, I don't know where I've written them out, but I have my rules of how I go about dating. Like, I have extremely subtle ideas of how I fix that in place. I'm forgetting where I wrote about it, but I did recently. Right? So when I'm dating, and if I'm hanging out with somebody, and if I discover just this tiny amount of incongruence, I'm out. If I do, I'll push you there. If you can't handle that, I'm out. Really, if you think you'll escape being a double-faced person, you can't do that long enough. Any kind of appearances, any kind of masks you put on, any kind of insecurities you're hiding, to a person looking intently, they're visible. Jo manipulators hote hai na, bro, sorry.
No, go on.
Jo manipulators or con artists hote hai na, जो ये एस्ट्रोलॉजी पाम रीडिंग और इस टाइप के भसड़ में जो फर्जी दुनिया भरी हुई है ना, वो तुम्हें देख के बता देती है तुम्हें क्या चाहिए. बिकॉज योर बॉडी इज ऑलमोस्ट ऑलवेज सेइंग दैट. आई गॉट पॉपुलर फॉर दिस वन वीडियो आईड रिलीज्ड वे बैक व्हेन, प्रॉब्ली माय फर्स्ट वीडियो ऑन प्रखर के प्रवचन इंस्टाग्राम. व्हेन आई आस्क यू हे सिद्धांश हू आर यू, द फर्स्ट थिंग यू टेल मी अबाउट योर सेल्फ इज सुपर इंपॉर्टेंट. Because that's how you want to be known. It is more information than just मैं एक student हूँ. It is way more information than that. And if I'm listening to you intently, I will figure out where your weaknesses are. And so don't try and hide them. Wear them like armor. Yeah. You're not going to, like, you know. So there is something unique that I'm only coming to realize. Because abhi tak to I spent time only with myself. Now there is an audience. Now they tell me, oh Prakhar, this is interesting. This is new. So now I'm beginning to reconcile with what is unique. And I'll find out.
Yeah. So what I got, that you have a very, very massive guard against lies being sold to you and being sold by you. So, you know, that's the kind of the same for me since like my bachpan. I was talking to this friend last night. I'm actually traveling in the last week of March. So she told me, just bro, just make some excuse for college. And like, I won't. I'll tell my professors that I'm going to be traveling. अगर काम है तो मैं पहले कर दूंगा. एंड शी वाज लाइक व्हाई व्हाई कांट यू लाई. एंड आई सेड कि बचपन से ही कभी झूठ नहीं बोला गया. एंड शी वाज लाइक व्हाट वाज द रीजन. आई वाज लाइक कि जब भी घर पे झूठ बोला शायद तो माय पेरेंट्स ऑलवेज कॉट मी. सो शी वाज लाइक कि मेरे माय पेरेंट्स सो वर योर पेरेंट्स स्ट्रिक्ट अगेंस्ट लाइंग बिकॉज माय पेरेंट्स वर एंड आई एम नाउ कोट एंड कोट अ वेरी गुड लायर. सो आई वाज लाइक नो नॉट एग्जैक्टली दैट बट माय पेरेंट्स मेड मी फील दैट if made me feel safe that if I say the truth, I won't be hurt. The truth is, you know, it wasn't something that was a fear against lying, but an inclination towards truth.
I think parents ye baat realize nahi karte. Meri mummy kehti thi, jitna isko mana karoge maggi khane ko utni maggi khayega ye. Mere parents bahut anti jhoot the aur main bahut jhoota tha. बट वो जो है ना लाइफ में सिर्फ भसड़ लाती है ब्रो. दैट शिट ओनली ब्रिंग्स मिजरी टू यू. लाइक पता है रियलाइज नहीं होता अंदर से. ऐश आई विल आंसर योर क्वेश्चन. लेट मी प्लीज ट्राई एंड फोकस ऑन आंसरिंग व्हाट इज इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी राइट नाउ.
या जस्ट अ डिस्क्लेमर गाइस, प्लीज डोंट सेंड एनी चैट्स
राइट नाउ. अभी इंटरप्टिंग हो जाएगा, फिर आराम से पूछ
लेना. दैट्स व्हाट आई
सेड. मैं आई विल आंसर ब्रो, आई विल आंसर फॉर श्योर. हां, तो टू कम बैक टू व्हाट वी वर टॉकिंग अबाउट. हाँ, सो पेरेंट्स डोंट अंडरस्टैंड सेइंग नो इज नॉट एज सिंपल टू चिल्ड्रन. समटाइम्स दे मेक इट मेक्स देम वांटेड मोर एंड समटाइम्स इट कोड्स देम टू वांट एवरीथिंग दैट इज सेड नो अबाउट. तो फॉर इंस्टेंस माय पेरेंट्स आर लाइक डोंट ईट नॉन वेज. वेल आई एम गोइंग टू ईट नॉन वेज, आई एम गोइंग टू लाइक द मिसचीफ एंड नाउ आई एम ऑल्सो गोइंग टू ड्रिंक, आई एम गोइंग टू स्मोक, आई एम गोइंग टू फक एंड आई एम गोइंग टू डू ऑल दोस थिंग्स टू बिकॉज यू सेड नो एंड इट वॉज ग्रेट ईटिंग नॉन वेज आफ्टर यू सेड नो. Right, so parents don't realize the second order consequence of saying too much no as well. That's one thing. The other thing about truth and lying, I just think it's mathematical, like it's just, it makes mathematical sense to tell the truth, especially jahan pe cost bahut choti hai. Daant hi to pad rahi hai na.
Yeah, yeah, right? maine exactly apni friend ko yehi kaha tha ki kya fark pad jayega, what is the cost of telling the truth.
Sure.
Mere teachers poochhi to lenge kahan ja rahe ho.
Sure.
Bahar ja raha
hu. Right. So कॉस्ट ऑफ टेलिंग द ट्रूथ. हम क्या करते हैं, हम छोटे केसेस में झूठ बोलते हैं. जब बड़े केसेस आते हैं जहां कॉस्ट ज्यादा होती है, हम तैयार नहीं होते वो कॉस्ट लेने की, सच बोलने की, तो फिर हम और झूठ बोलते हैं और हम झूठ में फंसते चले जाते हैं. अब मैं अगर छोटे केसेस में अपने आप को रेडी कर लूं सच बोल के, सच की कॉस्ट लेने की, उसके साथ जो कॉन्सिक्वेंस होता है वो बेयर करने की, ये समझने की कि कुछ मेरे एक्शंस के कॉन्सिक्वेंस हैं जो मैं अपनी रियलिटी को अपने दिमाग में चेंज करके दूसरों के लिए और अपने लिए बच नहीं सकता. इफ़ आई गेट यूज टू द आइडिया दैट लाइफ हैज कॉन्सिक्वेंसेज एंड आई कैनॉट अवॉइड देम बाय कॉन्स्टेंटली डिसीविंग अदर्स एंड माई सेल्फ,
यस,
देन वेन द ट्रू प्रॉब्लम अराइजेज आई कैन फोकस ऑन सॉल्विंग इट रिगार्डलेस ऑफ वॉट द कॉन्सिक्वेंसेज आर. Because I'm now used to the fact. Now I'm not trying to hide. Now my innate response is not bhago or chupo. It's face karo or lado. And that is a fundamental shift. Like there are so many things I can tell you about lies and truth. But I think right now this is the best way to understand this. Like this is the best way to approach the topic, which is ki tum sach chote sach jin sach ki choti cost hoti hai wo isliye bolo taki tum aaj chanda kharch sako baad mein karodon ki jeet lene ke liye. Kyunki aise point aayenge dost jahan pe tumhara sach bolna yaar main ek family level pe baat kar raha hu theek hai. अगर तुम अपनी फैमिली में बिल्कुल भी इन्वॉल्व हो, इफ़ यू सीन एनी अमाउंट ऑफ योर सिस्टर्स और योर ब्रदर्स और योर अंकल्स एंड योर आंट्स गेट मैरिड हैव प्रॉब्लम्स, राइट, जहाँ पेरेंट्स कुछ फोर्स कर रहे हैं बच्चे पे, बच्चा मना नहीं कर पा रहा है, सोसाइटल प्रेशर है तो पेरेंट्स अपने बच्चों को कुछ कर, लाइक इफ़ यू सीन एनी ऑफ दैट इक्वेशन वेयर समबडी एल्स इज डिक्टेटिंग योर लाइफ और समबडी एल्स इज लाइफ एंड दे कैनॉट स्टैंड अप टू इट, that is the exact moment where you should have told the truth. I have looked at so many marriages the right after they went to shit and wo log keh rahe mere ko to shuru se hi pata tha ye aisa hi hoga, mere ko to shuru se hi pata tha, to bhenchod bolo na, apni zindagi barbaad kar di, bacche ki zindagi barbaad kar di, uski zindagi mein bhasad kar di, kyun, kyunki sach bolne ki himmat nahi hai bro apne baap se, that is what I mean, right? To so if you do not practice telling the truth and facing its consequences, you end up in situations where telling the truth is absolutely necessary, but you're unprepared. And because you're unprepared, you go down the wrong route and then you become miserable, bitter, regretful, unhappy, blaming, right? Poisonous, all these possibilities. Why not just tell the truth, bro? So, and that's what I mean, an integrated approach to life. Since I'm thinking about the original question as I go, you have to have the core strength to pull off the truth in every circumstance. Or let me emphasize, tumhari zindagi mein jo tumhara actual bank balance hai na, wo ye hai ki tum kis scenario mein kitna sach bol sakte ho. Tumhe lag raha hai tumhare paise important hai, tumhe lag raha hai aur ye dosti yaar pyar jo tumhe duniya bhar ke Bollywood aur spiritual aur ye intellectual log bech dete hain, truthfully agar tum bilkul sacche ho apne sath, agar tum honestly ye dekhna chahte ho, तुम्हारे पास जो एक्चुअल वेल्थ है वो ये है कि तुम अपने आप के साथ कितने संतुष्ट हो, एंड दैट इज 1:1 प्रोपोर्शनल विद इन हाउ मेनी रूम्स कैन यू टेल हाउ मेनी ट्रूथ्स. मेरे को घंटा नहीं फर्क पड़ता ना, अगर सपोज मैं कह रहा हूं, पड़ता सबको है, मैं पार्लियामेंट में जाके नहीं बोल सकता मोदी बेकार है, सपोज मैं तेरे को एक बात कह रहा हूं, राइट, कि मोदी चोर है, मैं पार्लियामेंट में जाके नहीं बोल सकता, उस रूम में मैं वो सच नहीं बोल सकता, हाइपोथेटिकली आई एम अ प्रिजनर टू दैट रूम देन, एंड सो यू माइट हैव द मनी but you can't tell the truth. What are you going to do with that money? Buy yourself pleasure for how long? You're going to be 60, your cock's not going to get up. You're going to be 70 and alcohol is going to feel like it's death in your mouth. You're going to be 80 and you can't go to the next travel vacation. And you're going to be 90 and you can't enjoy your own house or your car. So what is that pleasure worth if not telling the truth? And that's what I mean. So your actual bank balance, if you go deep down truthfully and ask yourself, is your ability to tell the truth in as many rooms, in as many situations, in as many circumstances.
Wow. Very, very, very intense to start this conversation off, but I love it. So coming to a topic that I'm very interested in. So this talk is based around breaking stereotypes. And my question to you is there a evolutionary basis around stereotypes or prejudices? Is biology some sort of involved, or is it just a cultural and a societal anomaly that's present over us due to the years of evil that capitalism has gave us?
Okay. Chat here. How deeply do you want to know the answer to this question? And I mean that on a scale of 1 to 10, because no, not you. You speak too much already. I mean everybody else. I mean everybody else. Like, because they're ko samajh mein aa jayega. I know you have the intellectual metal to understand. But I'll go really deep if you want me to answer this question. I'll go extremely deep. Or I'll start somewhere easier if people don't want it. Batao, chat, how deep do you want me to go? As deep. Okay. We'll go as deep then. Theek hai. So, the fundamental question, your question is essentially, Siddhant asks, so stereotypes, jo hum culture mein observe karte hain, hamara ek cultural phenomena hai stereotypes ka, wo kitna biological hai, aur kitna built hai hamare kuch saalo ki history, aur uske around jo ho raha hai usse, hai na, yehi question pooch rahe ho. What you are asking essentially, agar if you go deeper, and if you were to generalize the question a little more in the favor of getting to the core philosophical problem, my friend, is, ह्यूमन बिहेवियर बायोलॉजी ड्रिवन है कि कल्चर ड्रिवन है, राइट, कि कितना मैं बाकियों से सीखता हूँ. क्या जब बच्चा पैदा होता है वो एक क्लीन स्लेट है और उसके ऊपर जो उसको सिखाया जाता है वो सीख जाता है, वो करने लगता है. क्या बच्चा ऑलरेडी प्री प्रोग्राम्ड आ रहा है अपनी डेस्टिनी के साथ, जो उसकी बायोलॉजी में दबी हुई है उसके जीन्स में, और क्या वो है. राइट, दिस इज कॉल्ड द नेचर नर्चर डिबेट.
Yeah.
Right, the nature nurture debate. So we'll
I read come. This one study what? Of the unethical experiments in psychology, which says that how racism can be taught. That's the nature versus nurture debate.
Sure, right. This is the nature versus nurture debate. Also, I won't trust that study until I read it, just so you know. So, but to let me try and answer your question. So, here are a few things you need to understand about nature and nurture, biology and culture. Culture is not independent of biology. Culture is not independent of biology. If you look at what biology does, it only carries information from one generation to another. Basically, kya hai? Tere papa ki stored genes ki information tere ko mil gayi. Sabke saath yehi hua. Culture kehta hai, bhai, aisa hai na, hamare paas ek aur jagah hai jahan pe hum is information ko externalize kar sakte hain. Suppose tere papa nahi leta. Suppose koi insaan hai yahan pe, uska naam hai Gaurav. सपोज गौरव के पापा रियलाइज करते हैं भाई जिंदगी में मिठाई नहीं खानी, डायबिटीज हो जाती है. एक्सक्यूज मी. राइट, तो गौरव के पापा को रियलाइज होता है हाफ वे थ्रू, भाई मिठाई खाना ठीक नहीं है, जिंदगी में डायबिटीज हो जाती है. पर ये बात उनकी जीन्स में नहीं गई, जेनेटिकली इम्प्रिंट नहीं होगी ये बात. जेनेटिकली क्या कैरी होगा, या तो डायबिटीज की ससेप्टेबिलिटी या नॉन ससेप्टेबिलिटी, है ना. जीन्स में तो यही बात हो सकती है, या तो चांसेस हैं या जीन नहीं है हार्ट डिजीज के, डायबिटीज के. पर गौरव के पापा ने एक बात सीखी है जो अपने बच्चे को बताना चाहते ताकि उनका बच्चा सर्वाइव कर सके. ये छिपकलियों में पॉसिबल नहीं है, ये कुत्तों में पॉसिबल नहीं है, ये घोड़ों में पॉसिबल नहीं है, ये इंसानों में पॉसिबल है. बायोलॉजी ने अपने आप को एक्सटेंड किया आइडिया स्पेस में और वहां बनाया कल्चर, सिर्फ ह्यूमन बायोलॉजी ने, बाय द वे. और उससे बोला कि हम अब बेटे से बाप, बाप से बेटे तक इंफॉर्मेशन पहुंचा सकते हैं क्योंकि हमारे पास है लैंग्वेज, हमारे पास है मीन्स ऑफ कम्युनिकेशन. सो द फर्स्ट थिंग यू नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड इज कल्चर is some sort of a reflection of biology. It's an extension of biology. The other thing you need to understand is that it is never...
Sorry to interrupt, but I just have a question. Is culture a reflection of biology or a reflection of the perception of biology?
It's a... This will get me into extremely complicated territory. So, if I go there, then it will be... It's very nuanced. It's like some part of it is solving problems for biology, some part of it is extending biology. It's basically, tu laga le, agar biology tere baal hai, culture ek cap hai. To tere baalon ka texture kuch bhi ho sakta hai, ye wo. Culture usko ek smooth surface ke saath cover karne ki koshish karti hai. Theek hai? Aur dusra, generally ye dono cheeze synchronously kaam kar rahi hoti hai. Samajh raha hai? Biologically, main ek example de raha hu. Biologically, mereko sex chahiye. Right? पहले वो किसी और तरीके से मिलता था, उससे पहले वो किसी और तरीके से मिलता था, आजकल क्या होते हैं, हाइपोथेटिकली ब्रॉथेल्स कोट एंड कोट. राइट, अब वो एक सपोज एक मॉडर्न फिनोमिना है, या बार्स में जाके मैं किसी, आई कैन ट्राई एंड मीट समबडी देयर, और टिंडर, दैट इज अ न्यू वे कल्चरली टू एक्सप्रेस द सेम बायोलॉजिकल मोटिवेशन विच इज सेक्स, नीड फॉर सेक्स. सो सॉर्ट ऑफ दिस इज रफली गिविंग यू अ जनरल फाउंडेशन ऑन हाउ टू थिंक अबाउट कल्चर एंड बायोलॉजी. नाउ स्टीरियोटाइप्स, I may get a few facts wrong, but I generally have the idea down. I think when, for the first time, ye gore American subcontinent mein pahunche the na, wahan pe, North America, aur ye utre Manhattan mein, which is now Manhattan, ya ye utre aur upar Boston mein, niche Philly mein, they were met with local tribes. Right? And when they met with local tribes, there was a unique problem, which is that most of these local tribes died at the speed of fucking sound. You know why? Because they were genetically so different. And wo jo racial difference tha na, genetic tribes mein wahan pe, Native American tribes mein aur in whites mein, wo us wajah se disease transfer became easier. So I may be carrying the bacteria for a disease that may not affect me because my community has evolved against it, but you may not be that. तू दूसरी ट्राइब का है, तेरे पास उसकी डिफेंसेस नहीं तैयार हैं. तो जब मैं तेरे से मिलूंगा, तेरी बीमारी होने के चांसेस स्काई रॉकेट कर जाएंगे. समझ रहा है? हमारे वी हैव ऑल जियोग्राफिकली कल्चरली आइसोलेटेड स्पीशीज हैव डिफरेंट इम्यूनोलॉजिकल प्रोफाइल्स.
इम्यूनोलॉजिकल, ओके,
समझ रहा है कि मेरी इम्यूनिटी कुछ चीजों के अगेंस्ट, जैसे यहां पर मलेरिया मलेरिया होता है, मैं बहुत स्ट्रांग हूँ मलेरिया मलेरिया के अगेंस्ट. तो सपोज मेरे अंदर मलेरिया पैथोजन भी है पर कुछ नहीं कर रहा मेरे को. कल को मेरी वाइट गर्लफ्रेंड है कोई, मैं उससे मिलता हूँ, उसमें वो ट्रांसफर हो जाता है, उसके लिए डेडली निकल सकता है वो. राइट. तो बैक देन वन ऑफ द थिंग्स वी सॉ वॉज अ प्रॉब्लम लाइक दिस, वेयर इफ यू आर टू डिफरेंट ट्राइब्स यू हैव टू डिफरेंट इम्यूनोलॉजिकल प्रोफाइल्स, सो एनी कॉन्टैक्ट यू आर रिस्किंग एक्सट्रीम डिजीज. देयर इज वन. टू, इफ हिस्टोरिकली इफ यू लुक द लाइक यू आर ऑलमोस्ट पार्ट ऑफ द सेम ग्रुप, इट्स ईजियर टू ग्रुप यू, इट्स ईजियर टू मेक इन ग्रुप आउट ग्रुप. से नो मैटर वॉट, इफ इट कम्स डाउन टू इट, यू विल फाइट फॉर द पर्सन हु इज मोर लाइक यू देन नॉट. राइट. सो एन ऑटोमैटिक आउट ग्रुप, ट्राइबलिज्म, एन ऑटोमैटिक इन ग्रुप, मैं हम ये हैं वो ये हैं विद अदर रेसेस, तो एक कॉन्स्टेंट परसेप्शन इज थ्रेट. और तू थोड़ा और प्रिमिटिव हो जाना भाई, जहां कॉन्सेप्ट तेरे को पता ही नहीं. सपोज ऑरेंज कलर के इंसान होते हैं दुनिया में, तेरे को पता ही नहीं, तेरे सामने आ जाए, तेरे घर में घुस रहा, चप्पल निकाल के बाहर जाएगा, बाहर निकल, बाहर निकल, तू क्या है, बाहर निकल मेरे घर से. राइट.
ऑटोमेटेड अनसर्टेनिटी रिस्पॉन्स ऑफ फियर अगेंस्ट अनसर्टेनिटी.
अनसर्टेनिटी, यू डोंट नो ये क्या है, तू ब्लू कलर का क्यों है बे, व्हाई आर यू ब्लू, गेट आउट. राइट. से सो नाउ इमेजिन अ ब्लैक पर्सन सीइंग अ व्हाइट पर्सन, इमेजिन हाउ दे प्रोसेस दैट. और तेरे को पता है हु वाज आई ब्लडी लिसनिंग टू ऑन दिस, I was listening to this conversation some podcast recently. Bro, there are proper tribes जो वियतनाम वगैरह में tribes थी, जब वियतनाम वॉर चल रही थी ना अमेरिका के साथ, उनको सिर्फ दिखता क्या था tribes को, ऊपर planes जाते हुए और planes crash करते हुए. This is 60s में जब वियतनाम वॉर चल रही थी.
I've heard this.
Right? पता नहीं किससे बात कर रहा था, Rogan was talking about this I think to someone.
Yeah, I guess. हाँ, मैंने सुना है.
Right?
उनको, and उनको they, plane दिखता था और उनको bomb याद आता था.
हाँ, उन्होंने नहीं, उन्होंने उसको भगवान बना दिया plane को अपना. They made planes into gods for some weird reasons and they still wait for like ki wo aa jaye. And that is what I mean. When you don't know what it is and you're acquainted with something, it's a strange experience. And so there is that. So there is enough. The idea is that there is enough evidence in history, in biological history, in the history of species anthropologically, where there might be a good enough case to say that racism or stereotypes or all of this, racism or at least prejudice, stereotypes nahi, prejudice ki baat karte hain. Stems from a desire to protect oneself. But it is also true that it is amplified in culture. Very often. It's also, ye bhi hota hai ki mat karo. Par kai jagah wo amplify bhi hota hai. And I've seen that. I've seen how it looks. Mm-hmm. Right? I've sat inside rooms where I've been discriminated against. And, you know, vice versa, all that. It's almost common human nature. So now let's come to stereotypes, which is, Bro, I may have written a paper about this sometime. But prejudice se pehle, the word right before prejudice is stereotype. The formation of a stereotype. Right?
Okay.
And with stereotype formation, it is almost an automatic activity as well. Mere dimaag ke paas itna time nahi hai, baith ke process kare, NMIMS ka har bachcha alag kaise hai. Tere liye jitne bhi log yahan pe hai na, they're all different people with different characteristics. For me, you are roughly the same people. Because I don't have time. I need labels to quickly assess who you are so I can walk forward with my life. I have a goal to accomplish, whatever that goal might be. I don't have time to sit and learn who Siddhansh is. It's not like, you don't have time, maybe you do, but, right, like, people don't have the time to sit and be like, अच्छा वो काला आदमी जो हमने टीवी पे देखा था, वो कैसे अलग होगा बाकी सारे काले आदमियों से? हट, वो तो काला है. That's it.
Yep.
That's where stereotypes come from. So stereotypes come from a need to box people. To understand them better, to understand who is who better, to so that I don't have to spend too much. मेरे को 2% mathematics करनी है और मेरे को roughly 90% result मिल गया. 10% में गलत भी हो सकता हूँ, but roughly 90% for 2% work, that's an amazing mathematical deal for the brain. तेरा दिमाग बोलेगा, bro और क्या, वक्त बचाते हैं, bro मौज है. That's how your mind works actually. It conserves labor. So stereotypes are heuristics or shortcuts to help you think economically. And they happen almost regardless of you thinking. Right? People who talk about anti-stereotypes stereotype people who make stereotypes. So it's almost like you can never escape that. The point is to be aware of when stereotypes lead into prejudice, where you discriminate on the basis of stereotype, even if there is a biological reason. Even if there is a biological reason, your attempt should be to fight it. Because if you were on the other side, you won't enjoy it. And trust me, I've been on the other side. I was recently watching The Reluctant Fundamentalist with a friend. And we were talking about, have you seen that film? Good film, you should watch it. We were talking about airport security and how almost every time I'm at an airport in the American subcontinent, in the American continent, I'm searched extra.
I've heard this.
Right, like I have to go through extra shit. And it's funny to me, but this, Israel, all like I've been discriminated in a lot of places. And so it's true. And I know it's not good to be on that side.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How exactly do you fight it? How exactly do you identify if you're stereotyping? Because as you said, it may happen regardless of you knowing it. So how do you be aware of the stereotypes that you are?
I think that's a useless effort to put, bro. Matlab, okay. This is the kind of solution that ye half-baked, matlab, samajh raha hai. Oho, be more cognizant of your stereotyping process. Yes. No, cannot be. Like that's a, and it's a dumb place to put all that energy into. It's like sorting through ek, matlab, bilkul, jise kehte na, haystack to find a needle. Wahan pe mat dhoondo haystack mein. Koi point nahi hai, bro. Like, I wouldn't say go down that route. It's just nobody's going to do it. It's a silly, stupid route that people use to make them... Like, you'll stereotype. And sometimes it's like... I'm in a lot of cases where humans are not involved. And where bahut hi aisi, matlab, cut-off decision-making is not involved. Stereotypes actually help.
For example?
When I see a car driving on the road and they're driving at 40 kilometers an hour and they're staying in their lane, I stereotype that to be somebody who's a sane driver. So I don't make stupid decisions at that moment. I'm like, achha, theek hai, aise chalayega. Right? When I, like, stereotypes help you think. Let's be honest. The problem is not stereotypes. The problem is when you're making decisions on the basis of your stereotypes, where somebody else's life is involved. When you are in a position of power, isko admit karna hai ki isko admit karna hai, isko haan bolna hai ki isko haan bolna hai. And then you're like, अच्छा ये तो यार ब्राह्मण नहीं है, इसको नहीं लेना, यार ये तो मतलब ब्राह्मण है, इसको नहीं लेना. समझ रहा है? At that point, that is the place where they, prejudice is the problem. Stereotypes is almost a necessity.
So, yeah,
you see what I mean?
I'll take, yeah, kind of that stereotypes. Stereotypes are a default that your brain has.
Yeah. It is one of the ways in which your brain thinks. It's one of the most efficient ways in which your brain thinks. And you cannot continuously look through all your stereotypes all the time. That's a stupid thing to suggest to people. You won't have the time. Rather, when you're making decisions, ask yourself, are you sure? Why are you sure? How are you sure? That is a good place to sort that out.
Yeah, I guess that's what my question was to how to identify if your stereotype is affecting someone else or if it's an instinct that should be curbed or stuff like that. Okay. So the next topic or the next question that I had was, as you said, you mentioned that you've been discriminated against, you'll be stereotyped against. So if there are some stories that you'd like to share that you have not anywhere else, because I am really interested in how you tell,
okay,
in how you tell stories, because I've been listening to the podcast that you give. Like I remember that one with Vinamra, the Dostcast.
I think Tanmay is raiding my channel. Tanmay, how are you?
Okay. So Tanmay's audience.
Thodi der baith, Tanmay, let's listen to the question. He's got good question, hopefully. Haan, bol.
Yeah. So my question was, how have you faced and overcame stereotypes? It's a more personal question I could ask at later.
No, it's okay. I don't care. Let's see. Bro, I think the standard advice on facing stereotypes is almost like, I refer back to Shwetab on that. Kaam karte raho. Like, I think the biggest repellent to unnecessary criticism is how well you perform at the skill that you do. So, immediate response, I was always very surprised. I didn't register as racism because wo racism India mein mere saath hua nahi hai. I was in Israel. And mere ko road pe aake, I think something along that lines. People just started patting me, kahan se ho, passport dikhao, this, that. And so initially you were like, achha, kya ho raha hai? Like this is a spot check or something of some nature. But eventually, you know, you get more okay with that. And there is no short-term response that suffices. Tu kya karega? Ladega? Kahan ladega? Unke desh mein. Right? And so, main yahan pe ek racist stereotype ki baat kar raha hun. Aur bhi type ke stereotypes attach hote hain. There is no point in delving over that. I don't think, unless that is becoming an obstruction, there is no point delving over that. You just continue doing your work. You just continue getting better. There is no better response than that over a long period of time.
Okay. Yeah. So again, a question that pops into my mind right now is when you're facing stereotypes, how important is that you have personal security? For example, Prakhar ne kaha ki usko 6 saal se ye nahi karni, usko jana hai Colombia. Aur Siddhansh ne kaha ki usko engineering karni. By the way, even I left my JE to pursue liberal arts. So Siddhansh said to papa kaha ki nahi karni liberal arts. So in the at the cost, what is if the cost of breaking stereotypes is some kind of security? It's a question that I want to ask. Do you need to have some sort of security in order to break a stereotype?
Bro, I think what you're doing, and this is just me observing the pattern of the last 3 or 4 questions, I think you have answers in your mind. And you are placing questions such that, because I don't see a connection. I think you have a connection in mind.
Yeah, my connection was that, I don't know, as you said, kaam karte raho. Toh kaam karne se kya aega, personal security aegi. Kuch apne baare mein achha lagega, toh you'll be like, ke choti choti cheeze hain, pe dhyan nahi dena. That's what my question was.
I've never thought of stereotypes as being that big an obstruction. Like, I'm genuinely telling you. I grew up with a mother who was working while she was also taking care of her kids. And this is, it's not unique, but I saw her evolve her career into a top flight career in the field that she's in. She's extremely respected, right? She's probably more respected in society than my father is because her official position is so much higher. Right, so on and so forth. And I saw a lot of the stereotypes. And from both sides. From like the why is she working side and oh yeah, auntie, aap kitne cool ho, aap kaam karte ho side. You know, both those sides. Mm-hmm. And they were both not worth our time. She'd talk to me about it. She'd be like, how does it matter? I want to work. And so I grew up with that attitude where stereotypes did not matter. I'll tell you another case where stereotypes were really interesting, which is dating and Indians in America. Or for that matter, Indians around the world. Indians in America are particularly poor at that kind of stuff. And so while I was at Columbia, there was a lot of like Indians just like, the dating industry in America, jo sikhate hain log, they're sustained by Indians. And I was like, if I just don't focus on it, this is such an advantage. Then I don't have to care about how, you know, XYZ ABC thinks about me. And they'd be more surprised. Oh, this guy's Indian and yet still. Like this, right? I'm exotic. So, like, I've never really thought about stereotypes as much as they're not really that relevant. They're not really that relevant in the frame of mind that I bring. It's like, how does it matter? You don't have those stereotypes in your head anyway, what people have about you. So how does it matter on your everyday?
But what advice do you give to someone who's constantly facing stereotypes all along as they go with their life? For example, someone from the LGBTQIA community, they've been discriminated in all along their lives, and they are facing stereotypes more often than not. So
distance like yourself from that shit. Ask yourself the question, what do you want to live for? And you cannot live to validate your own existence every day of your life. What happens once the validation's done? What happens then? And what happens when you realize, say, if it's a little tricky taking this example in India, but let me export it to a more perfectible situation, which is America, right? Tumhe legally allowed hai jo hona hai. Tumhare padosi stereotype karte hain ki ye to gande log hain, ye gay hain, ya fir ye jo bhi hain. Bas khatam, unse dur move ho jao. Either learn to have a thick skin, be like, fuck you, I don't care what you think, or move away. Simple as that. It's so much simpler like that. Right? So my point, what I'm trying to get at, is that unless there is a legal issue that is stopping you from being yourself, people's perception is no bar. In a life that is focused upwards, you are not looking horizontally at what other people are saying about you. It's really a non-consideration. And I understand...
If immediate people in my life
causing... Then the answer is you need distance though. See that, bro. You cannot live in a place where you have to prove that I should be allowed to live every day. Tum grow kab karoge? That is what I meant by the Instagram post I had on earlier. Answer the fundamental question, why must I live, what for, and how? Because that is what is going to keep you alive. Everything else is going to come and go. It's really not that relevant what people think of me. Over a long period of time, like it takes, trust me. So I think Varun was reading or Tanmay Bhatt was reading or one of the other guys, and ask either of them, do you care about what people think? People have thought about XYZ, ABC about them forever. They've gotten to a place where that doesn't bother them. It's a thick skin. It's a thicker skin. Right? Stereotypes are the last of any creative or entrepreneurial person's concern. Anybody who's aiming upwards is not looking horizontally to check what people think of them. That can be discarded, dumped off very easy. No problem.
Wow. Okay. So now I'm going to inverse this question. I'm going to bring a corollary to this one. What is the cultural, or I'd rather say in the recent years, what is the fetishization that people have majorly on social media, which is what breaking all stereotypes. मतलब प्रखर को कोलंबिया इसलिए नहीं जाना क्योंकि उसको आर्ट उसको पढ़ना पसंद है उसको बस अपने पापा को रिफ्यूट करना है. What is this culture that has been going on? It's kind of counter culture.
Has nothing to do with the internet. If you're talking about the spirit of contrarianism, as far as people exist, we've been contrarians.
And why is that?
Because that is the only way we think in opposites. So if your actions show a particular form of thinking, for me to think the opposite, I'll have to do the opposite. So that is a process of thinking. That's a process of constant evolution, right? I'm thinking off of you. I'm only going in the opposite direction.
I didn't quite get that. If you could.
Okay, let me try and explain. I'm also I'm pretty surprised we are going in this direction with the discussion. It's extremely niche, deeply theoretical, very narrow, and I'm not sure how people are really experiencing it, because I don't have anything valuable to say. I don't know if you were looking for a scientific perspective and the many studies that exist on stereotypes, but
maybe what do you think? Because it's just some questions that
sure. No. I'm just saying.
And I've been following you for a year now, and I could really say that you've made me interested in academia. So please don't mind if some of
No. I'm just saying, मैं तेरे मेरे कॉन्वर्सेशन के स्टैंड पॉइंट से कोई दिक्कत नहीं है. मैं तो बाकी दुनिया के स्टैंड पॉइंट से कह रहा था. ठीक है, अब जो तेरा क्वेश्चन है, रिपीट दैट क्वेश्चन फॉर मी. कॉन्ट्रेरियन कहाँ से आता
है?
ब्रो, कॉन्ट्रेरियन थिंकिंग इज द लेजीएस्ट फॉर्म ऑफ डेवलपमेंट ऑफ अ थॉट. यू से वाटर इज ब्लू, आई से वाटर इज नॉट ब्लू. आई एम अ कॉन्ट्रेरियन. ऑल आई एम गेटिंग टू डू इज स्टैंड आउटसाइड द सोशल चेन as an independent person, and I'm getting to do it cheaply and lazily.
But isn't it what we evolved against? Didn't we evolve in groups?
Yeah, we evolved in groups to make more groups also. It's not just agar ek group ke liye evolve hote, sab ek group ka part nahi hote. We break those groups, we form new groups, and those are people from within the group that do that. So it's
just to stand out.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is to think differently. I'm not saying to stand out necessarily, but to think differently and think above and beyond. But usually it ends up being extremely lazy. Because contrarianism only works if you're really backed in your thought with something. You cannot just live off of being a contrarian. You can't just think about everything in a contrarian manner, because then you're not truly thinking. All you're doing is being the opposite. It's like if I try to fight people that are fake, say hypothetically, and I become fake in fighting them, no matter, even if I get to the cause, I have become fake. So my display is my, what I'm doing is more pronounced than what I'm saying.
I get that now. Okay, so we can open the floor to questions now.
No. Keep going. Don't give up. Not the right time. You have more questions. Keep asking.
That's what I was about to say. So by the time I think about more questions, we can offer this space to more people.
Sure. Tu tension mein to nahi hai na?
Not exactly. Main tension mein nahi hoon. And main is baat ki tension mein to bilkul nahi ki I can never reach you again.
No, of course. You have my number. But batao.
So if anyone has any questions, they can just raise their hand. So should I read it out to you?
Sure. I mean, think of a question.
So Karan asks, how to balance between being secure with yourself, bracket not forcing conversations, and winning people?
It's interesting why somebody would say that talking to somebody is forcing a conversation and that has anything to do with security. Like, there is too many assumptions in that question. Wo question ka nature kya hai? Sun ke dekho, dhyan se suno. Chat, aa jao, baat karte hain is bare mein. Bhai sahab keh rahe hain ki aisa kaise karun main ki mere ko kisi pe kuch thopna na pade as a conversation aur main logon se jeet bhi jaun. मतलब लोगों को जीत भी लूँ अपनी साइड पे. लाइक आई मेक फ्रेंड्स एंड व्हाट नॉट. एंड द रियल क्वेश्चन हु सेड एनीथिंग अबाउट इनसिक्योरिटी और यू फोर्सिंग योरसेल्फ ऑन पीपल. आई थिंक दैट इज अ प्रोजेक्शन यू नीड टू रिमूव. ऐसा नहीं हो रहा है. मोस्ट लाइकली ऐसा नहीं हो रहा है. तो हो सकता है लोग तुम्हारी बात सुन के दूर जा रहे हैं, पर वो इसलिए नहीं क्योंकि तुम इनसिक्योर हो और तुम थोप रहे हो खुद को. इसलिए क्योंकि तुम शायद इंटरेस्टिंग नहीं हो. और इंटरेस्टिंग बनने के लिए करो क्या, कोशिश करते रहो उस डायरेक्शन में. ये वाला जो ख्याल है ना, मेरे को विड्रॉ कर लेना चाहिए, माइट नॉट बी द बेस्ट थॉट. एंड आई एम नॉट श्योर. करण, हाँ, अनम्यूट टू एलैबोरेट कर ले. आ जाओ.
या करण, यू कैन अनम्यूट टू एलैबोरेट. आई विल टेक यू ऑन स्पॉटलाइट.
हेलो.
या सो आई विल टेक यू. हाँ,
ओके. सो द क्वेश्चन वाज लाइक, सपोज कोई मेरा दोस्त है एंड आई वांट टू बी फ्रेंड्स विद न्यू पीपल, लेकिन जैसे ही मैं जाके उनके साथ बात करूंगा तो क्या होगा कि यू नो कुछ डिग्री ऑफ वो तो रहेगा कि यार मैं आई थिंक आई हैव टू फोर्स कन्वर्सेशंस. नॉट कि मैं उनका ओपिनियन चेंज कर रहा हूँ, बट आई हैव टू स्टार्ट अ कन्वर्सेशन और उसमें एक एफर्ट लगता है. राइट, यू माइट नॉट बी इंटरेस्टेड टू मेक दैट एफर्ट, लेकिन तुम्हें लाइफ में ग्रो भी होना है और तुम्हें लोग भी चाहिए ग्रो होने के लिए. सो यू हैव टू गेट पीपल, बट एट द सेम टाइम तुम्हें वो एफर्ट में इतना इंटरेस्ट भी नहीं है. सो
मेरे को तो एग्जैक्टली तेरा क्वेश्चन समझ में भी नहीं आया फ्रैंकली. तू कह रहा है कि तेरे को लोग चाहिए ग्रो करने के लिए, और फिर ऑपोजिट साइड पे कंसिडरेशन क्या है?
ओके, सो आई विल एलैबोरेट अ बिट मोर. सो देयर वाज अ पोस्ट ऑफ लाइक श्वेताब सर, देयर जहां पे वो पोस्ट करते हैं कि डू नॉट फोर्स कन्वर्सेशंस एनीवेयर इन लाइफ, लेट देम हैपन नेचुरली. राइट, that was the premise of the post. Aur usme kya tha ki because you have to let conversations naturally, at the same time har ek conversation har ek logo se connect karna wo naturally nahi hoga. kahin pe tumhe effort karna padega,
hamesha effort karna padega. bro mere ko to nahi pata naturally kaise hota hai naturally.
imagine koi tumhara dost hai, wo ek movie mein interested hai aur tum bhi wahi movie mein interested ho, to wo thoughts nikal ke aa jate hain. right,
what is natural about liking a movie?
No, you have the similar opinion and you want to talk over there. Sometimes you do not want to talk, but you have to talk.
Sure.
Yeah, and when you have to talk, you have to talk to the people who you might not be interested in talking, but unse tumhe achhe networks milenge, unse tum, you know, ek level upar jaoge, maybe sure. Winning the game of life.
Sure.
Or then how do you do that? Like, at one end, I'm not forcing any conversations, and on the other end, I have to, you know,
ब्रो मैं तेरे को इसका एक बहुत सिंपल आंसर देता हूँ. जब तू कॉन्वर्सेशन में घुस रहा है ना, किसी भी एक्सपेक्टेशन के साथ मत घुस. सिर्फ एक सिंगुलर ख्याल रख, आज एक बंदे को एक्सप्लोर करेंगे, आज देखते हैं इसके दिमाग में क्या चलता है. बस अब वो जितना विंडो खोले उतना देख ले. मैं मेरे को नहीं, आई डोंट नो वॉट श्वेता अप सेट, बट फ्रॉम वॉट यू आर टेलिंग मी आई डोंट अग्री विद दैट एट ऑल, बिकॉज आई डोंट नो वॉट इज अ नेचुरल कॉन्वर्सेशन. क्या होता है? मतलब मैं ट्रेन में बैठा हूँ, बहुत खुश महसूस कर रहा हूँ 6 घंटे से, फिर सामने वाले से बात करूंगा, नेचुरली निकल गया, जी डकार आ गई, बात हो गई हमारी. भाई तुम बात शुरू करते हो सोच के, बोलते हो ना इस बंदे से बात करते हैं, नेचुरली क्या होता है? मैं आई थिंक वॉट ही वॉज ट्राइंग टू प्रॉबेबली से इज डोंट फोर्स योर सेल्फ अपॉन पीपल इन अ वे वेर यू आर लाइक मी, यू नो, लाइक इफ यू टू लाई एंड प्रिटेंड लाइक यूर समबडी एल्स सो दैट अदर्स लाइक यू, दैट इज अ प्रॉब्लम. अपार्ट फ्रॉम दैट मैं तो कह रहा हूँ सबसे बात शुरू करो अननेचुरली. एब्सोल्युटली गो आउट ऑफ योर वे टू टॉक टू पीपल. लर्न दैट व्हाइल यू इन योर 20s. व्हाट द हेल, राइट? कब तक वेट करता रहा हूँ उस परफेक्ट मोमेंट का जहाँ पे हो जी नेचुरली अलाइन हो रहा है? लाइक दैट इज गोइंग टू गेट मी नोवेयर. सो एंड लाइक इफ लाइकिंग अ मूवी इज नेचुरल कंपैटिबिलिटी, ओ माय गॉड फॉर नेचुरल कंपैटिबिलिटी एट दैट पॉइंट. लाइक ओहो हम दोनों को डाई हार्ड पसंद है, हम दोनों को हैरी पॉटर पसंद है, यस हम कितने अच्छे दोस्त हैं, यस हम नकल. नहीं यार, लाइक आई थिंक इट्स मोर इंटरेस्टिंग इफ आई गेट टू नो यू व्हेन आई डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड यू, व्हेन यू आर एब्सोल्युटली न्यू टू मी. तब तो कोई फायदा भी है ना. तेरे को हैरी पॉटर नहीं पसंद कैसे? It's more interesting than हम दोनों को हैरी पॉटर पसंद है, yes, right? So like I'm not sure how that works. But if you have to lie and pretend to be somebody else, and if you do it because you want to be liked by them, that's a problem. Eliminate that. Don't hang out near that at all. उसके अलावा ये सोच कि मैं लोगों को एक्सप्लोर करना चाहता हूँ.
Okay, I might have misinterpreted the post kind of. I feel like.
No, maybe you did. Maybe he was wrong. We don't know. We don't know what the post was. Okay. So let's leave Shweta out of the equation. मैं तेरे को एक general advice दे रहा हूँ. तेरे को क्या करना है? तेरे को बंदे के से बात करते हुए ये घुसना है, भाई देखते हैं इसके दिमाग में क्या चल रहा है. बस उस इंटेंट से अंदर जा और कॉन्वर्सेशन स्टार्ट कर दे किसी से भी. जब तेरे को लगने लगे बहुत पुशी हो रहा है, बोल चलो ओके बाय. कोई माइंड नहीं करता ब्रो, कोई भी माइंड नहीं करता. उनको क्या लगेगा मैक्सिमम, भाई 15 मिनट खा गया ठीक है, वो भी भूल जाएंगे भाई. उनकी भी ट्रेन में धक्के चल रहे हैं, समझ रहा है? उनके पास टाइम नहीं है तेरे बारे में सोचने के लिए. तू उस पर ड्वेल करेगा, रात को बैठेगा बोलेगा ओहो मैंने उसके 15 मिनट खाया, उसके चेहरे पर ये एक्सप्रेशन था फिर भी मैं नहीं गया. इट डज नॉट मैटर. So if you can get over yourself, they don't have a hard time getting over you at all. I'd say make a few mistakes. Initially, thoda chep ho ja. So you know kis extent tak tu chep ho sakta hai. Varna tereko kya pata?
Excuse me. Just one.
Okay.
Just
thank you.
Samajh rahe ho?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So we have the next question from Akshat. So Akshat, you can unmute yourself now, or if you have any, if you yes, have sir. To type it out.
Yeah. Oh, hello Prakar.
Hello. How are you?
Content is awesome. Like, मैंने तुम्हारा happiness manifesto जब लिया था, then I was depressed. And तुम्हारा जो last video है, the truth वाला, like that.
Harsh.
Put my mind. Yes. Like reality उसमें लगी.
Right.
तो मेरा question ये है कि अभी मैं कुछ ऐसे डिसीजंस लेता हूँ कि जिसमें से मैं बाहर ही नहीं आ पाता. लाइक आई गॉट स्टक लाइक इन फ्रेंडशिप्स एंड सोशल डिसीजंस. लाइक करियर वाइज भी होता है वैसे. लाइक अभी मैंने जो करियर चूज किया उसमें से अभी मेरा अभी फर्स्ट ईयर खत्म होने को है ऑलमोस्ट, एंड आई डोंट वांट टू कंटिन्यू विद दैट. तो अभी मैं उसमें से बाहर नहीं निकल सकता. सेम हैपन्स विद फ्रेंड्स एंड दैट सर्कल काइंड ऑफ थिंग. तो अभी कैसे डिसीजंस लेना चाहिए फ्यूचर्स में, और अभी इसमें से कैसे बाहर
निकलते? कि तू कोई डिसीजन लेता है तो उससे निकल नहीं पाता है.
हाँ,
जनरली
रॉन्ग
डिसीजन से
हाँ हो जाते हैं, मतलब स्टक हो जाता हूँ डिसीजंस लेके.
क्यों स्टक हो जाता है?
कि मतलब फ्यूचर में मुझे लगने वाले वो दैट पीपल आई विल नीड दैट पीपल इन फ्यूचर लाइक समथिंग लाइक दैट.
राइट, सो यू आर नॉट एबल टू से नो टू पीपल.
नहीं कर पा रहा हूं, बट इट्स लाइक दैट.
यू आर नॉट एबल टू से नो टू पीपल.
हाँ
ब्रो, इफ देख मैं तेरे को एक बहुत लाइफ का सच बता रहा हूँ, तो सब लोग सुन लो जितने भी चैट में बैठे हैं, यहाँ बैठे हैं, बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट बात है. अगर तुम्हारे सबसे चाहने वाले इंसान को भी, जो तुम्हें सबसे ज़्यादा प्यार करता है ज़िंदगी में, और मैं ये स्पिरिचुअल सदगुरु टाइप प्यार की बात नहीं कर रहा, मैं इंसानों वाले प्यार की बात कर रहा हूँ जो हम करते हैं, ठीक है? चाहे वो तुम्हारा बाप हो, चाहे तुम्हारी माँ हो, चाहे तुम्हारी बीवी हो, चाहे तुम्हारा बच्चा हो, अगर उसको समझ में आ गया कि तुम उसको ना नहीं बोल सकते, वो तुम्हें अब्यूज में फाड़ देगा. चाहे वो कोई भी हो, उनको पता भी नहीं चलेगा, वो अनकॉन्शियसली तुम्हारी जिंदगी को नोच डालेंगे. तो अगर तुम ऐसे सर्कमस्टेंसेस में हो जहां तुम ना नहीं बोलते, या लोगों को ये इंप्रेशन भी जाता है कि तुम ना नहीं बोल सकते, यू विल बी डिस्ट्रॉयड इवेंचुअली. सो दिस इज़ नॉट अ माइनर थिंग दिस जो तू कह रहा है कि मैं स्टक हो जाता हूँ. नाउ वॉट यू नीड डेफिनेटली इज़ टू बी एबल टू वॉक अवे फ्रॉम थिंग्स. यू नीड टू टेल योर सेल्फ जो फ्यूचर में होगा वो देखा जाएगा. आज नहीं मरवाऊंगा मैं अपनी फ्यूचर के इस पॉसिबल सिनारियों की वजह से. एंड फॉर दैट यू नीड टू मेक योर लाइफ राइट नाउ वर्थ लिविंग. इफ योर लाइफ इज एक्साइटिंग राइट नाउ, वाई वुड आई गिव इट अप फॉर पेनफुल बुलशिट? अब सपोज मेरी लाइफ बहुत बढ़िया चल रही है हर सेंस में, ठीक है, सोशली, फाइनेंशियली, फैमिली वाइज, प्रोफेशनली, हर सेंस में. सपोज हाइपोथेटिकल बात कर रहा हूँ भाई, सिद्धांत सुन रहा है ना, ठीक है. कल को मेरे पापा मेरे को बहुत टेररराइज करने लगे. सपोज मैं पापा छोड़ो, मेरी गर्लफ्रेंड करने लगी. सपोज मेरी गर्लफ्रेंड होती अभी, तो वो टेररराइज कर रही है मेरे को, तंग कर रही है, और मैं कह रहा हूँ यार मैंने तो इससे शादी की बात कर रखी है, सब बातें हो रखी हैं, चलो मेरी फियांसे है भाई, शादी होने वाली है, मेरी लाइफ इतनी बढ़िया है, मैं नहीं बर्बाद करूंगा तेरे चक्कर में, कट यहां से निकल चल, कोई भी हो तुम, ओए ये इस तरीके से बात नहीं होगी, उस लाइन के पीछे खड़े होकर बात करो, बिकॉज तुम्हें अपनी प्रेजेंट लाइफ विदाउट दैट पर्सन पसंद है. अब तुम्हें अपनी प्रेजेंट लाइफ विदाउट दैट पर्सन इतनी पसंद नहीं जितनी तुम्हारी वो फ्यूचर पॉसिबल लाइफ विद दैट पर्सन तो तुम उनको नहीं छोड़ पाओगे. सो देर इज टू थिंग्स यू नीड. वन, यू नीड द एबिलिटी टू वॉक अवे फ्रॉम पीपल. दैट कम्स फ्रॉम योर लाइफ बींग गुड ऑन इट्स ओन, ऑन इट्स इंडिविजुअल मेरिट. एंड टू, यू नीड टू कम्युनिकेट इट टू दैम, बिकॉज इफ दे हैव द स्लाइटेस्ट इंप्रेशन दैट यू आर नॉट गोइंग टू वॉक अवे, दे विल सबकॉन्शियसली अब्यूज यू. यू वोंट नोटिस. You won't notice, bro. Like, relationships are built on rules and ground rules and like, kya kehte hain, Lakshman Rekhas. Samajh rahe? Jaise main aur mera best friend hai, Vinamra bhi hai. Kuch cheeze hain jo main Vinamra ko nahi bol sakta, chahe main usse kitni bhi gandi cheeze bol sakta hun. Maine usko jis din wo bol diya, us din wo mere se bolega, bhai teri meri dosti khatam. Aur ye baat mere ko pata hai, ye baat usko bhi pata hai. Par jahan mere ko ye laga na ki Vinamra ko meri zarurat hai, Vinamra ko laga Prakhar, wo subconsciously aisi harkatein karne lagega. क्यों अब्यूजिव हो जाएगा? दिस इज नॉर्मल ह्यूमन नेचर. यू हैव गिवन अप योर बार्गेनिंग पावर. तुम वो वर्कर हो जो दुबई गया, जिसका पासपोर्ट रख लिया. अब तुम्हारे पास कोई बार्गेनिंग नहीं बची है. अब तुम्हें वो पे लेगा, तुम्हारा कॉन्ट्रैक्टर. वो मत करना. अगर तुम चलो छोड़ो, इस बारे में इस एंड पे नहीं जाऊंगा, आगे बताओ.
सो मैं और क्वेश्चंस पूछूंगा, बट एक क्वेश्चन है, कॉन्वर्सेशन है, थोड़ी चिल कॉन्वर्सेशन आई वांट टू इनिशिएट. How has college gigs been for you? Because you've been doing almost twice a week now.
Once a week.
How have been? Yeah, once a week or twice a week. How have they been going? How are you liking it? Because again, you said you're a college student too, so.
Dekh bro, I like it. Frankly, I love the fact that I can speak to people who are so willing to listen. Like, it's very rare. So, mereko, I like doing it. And generally, like the decision's always, am I going to let people ask me questions or am I going to speak for myself? And आई एम लाइक, मैं बोल दूंगा बट तुम्हें वो सुनना ही नहीं है, तो क्या पॉइंट है? तुम रफली वो पूछ लो जो तुम पूछना चाहते हो, राइट? सो आई लेट पीपल आस्क मी क्वेश्चंस टू, एंड इट हेल्प्स मी रियली थिंक, बिकॉज व्हेन क्वेश्चंस आर चैलेंजिंग आई हैव टू थिंक इन द मोमेंट, राइट? सो इट्स बीन फाइन. आई वॉज अ लिटल अपसेट एट माई सेल्फ आफ्टर जो SVC वाला इवेंट था, उसमें लाइक आई हैड टू बी अ लिटल हार्श टू द टीचर्स एंड वॉट नॉट. एट दैट पॉइंट आई वॉज लाइक, आई प्रॉबेबली कुड हैव बीन मोर ग्रेसफुल. But I was like, I think somebody had to say it. So like that was a little icky. Even though SVC loved it. Like I've got text messages from them saying, bro, hum zabardasti tension le rahe the. We loved it. We loved what happened. People are still talking about it. This, that, this,
contrarian
that.
Aa gaya.
Haan, right. Like somebody standing up against, right?
Yeah, that was, I figured that was a true test of your ideas and ideology. Because you always said that I stand for the truth. And at that point in time, you did, I guess, for the first time very publicly on a platform like this.
Sure.
Against a big institution like DU.
I don't even think, I don't sochta any big institution. I'm thinking, bro.
Yeah, not a big institution, but yeah.
You've called me, I'm a speaker, so I won't say my truth, then I'll talk to you with your own mind. Go to your own, keep it with you. You think I'm dying, I'm going to go to that mode. तो ये तो और मेरे लिए यार इट्स वेरी डिसरिस्पेक्टफुल. लाइक मैं बहुत जेन्युइन बात कर रहा हूँ. मेरी हिस्ट्री ऐसी है, माय डैड डज स्पीकिंग गिग्स ऑल अक्रॉस द कंट्री. ही इज द ओजी, राइट? मेरे तो खून में है पब्लिक स्पीकिंग. मेरे दादाजी उससे पहले से कर रहे हैं, राइट? तो मैंने देखा है लोग किस तरीके से ट्रीट करते हैं. एंड तो मेरे ना स्टैंडर्ड्स हैं. एनीथिंग बिलो दैट आई एम लाइक आउट, बिकॉज I don't need it. I genuinely don't need it. बस मेरा YouTube है, मैं अपने यहाँ लाइव स्ट्रीम कर लूँगा. तू मत बैठ सिद्धांत, तू मत बैठ, मैं अपनी लाइव स्ट्रीम कर लूँगा. मेरे पास तो वो अपॉर्चुनिटी है. मेरे पास सुनने के लिए लोग हैं भाई, इतने बेहतरीन लोग हैं जो ध्यान से सुनते हैं मैं क्या कहता हूँ. मेरे को नहीं चाहिए तुम्हारी ऑडियंसेस, तुम मेरे को उस पर नहीं होल्ड कर सकते, समझ रहा है? हॉस्टेज. सो बट आई कुड हैव हैंडल्ड इट मोर ग्रेसफुली इन रेट्रोस्पेक्ट. आई कुड हैव बीन लाइक दैट्स लाइक आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू एंटरटेन दैट. बट आई ऑल्सो अंडरस्टैंड इट्स लाइक देयर आर सो मेनी मेमोरीज ऑफ दिस स्टफ. Like I've really seen a lot in that sense. Ki, like many, I don't think I've ever mentioned, but Josh Talks ke saath I had a similar experience and it was extremely foul. Extremely yeah, okay. foul. Right? Yeah. Wo log, they wanted me to do or say certain things that fit their brand. And I'm like, don't invite me then. Mm-hmm. Right? Main wo bolunga jo mere ko bolna hai yaar. तुम मेरे को बुला के भी कह रहे हो ये फॉर्मेट फॉलो करो बात करने का. तुम एडिट कर रहे हो मेरी स्पीच. तुम हो कौन बहनचोद? How dare you step on my toes like that? Who the hell? And I still cooperated. But it just went too far. Uske bhi baad ek hafte. I still cooperated. I was like, you have the audacity to delete stuff from what I've written. I'm doing you a favor by writing it. So like, you know, that kind of stuff really pisses me off. It's like, mere ko kisi ki sunni hoti, main apne ghar pe sununga na logo ki, teri kyun sununga, tu kaun hai? And that person's legitimate response, मैं मजाक भी नहीं कर रहा, कहती फिर मेरी जॉब क्या है? मैंने बोला मेरे को क्या पता, तू अपने बॉस से पूछ। जस्ट बिकॉज यू डोंट हैव एन एक्सप्रेशन फॉर योर जॉब यू आर गोइंग टू स्टेप ऑन माय टोज, व्हाट द हेल? शी इज लाइक व्हाट एल्स इज माय जॉब? आई एम लाइक आई डोंट नो, फाइंड वन, स्टॉप टेलिंग द आर्टिस्ट व्हाट टू डू। यू आर नॉट लाइक, इफ एनीबडी इज अंडर द इंप्रेशन कि जोश टॉक में जो लोग जाके बात करते हैं वो उनकी दिल की बात है, मेरे जितने दोस्तों ने जोश टॉक करी है जिनसे मैं बात कर चुका हूं सब मेरे को मुड़ के बोलते हैं वो रिग्रेट करते हैं। मैं नाम नहीं लूंगा, कोई फायदा नहीं है, क्योंकि जोश टॉक्स गिव्स यू, और एटलीस्ट फ्रॉम व्हाट आई हैव इंटरेक्टेड विद देम एंड द पीपल आई हैव इंटरेक्टेड विद, दे गिव यू अ फॉर्मेट टू फॉलो, बिकॉज दैट वर्क्स, दैट वर्क्स। यस, देयर इज अ फॉर्मेट दैट यू गॉट टू यूज एंड दैट वर्क्स।
इट्स अ शो,
इट्स वर्स देन अ शो, आई हैव नो रिस्पेक्ट फॉर इट। लाइक बी इंटरेस्टिंग, कम ऑन।
या ये एक ऐसे दिस पीटर्स, लाइक यू साउंड अ लॉट लाइक पीटरसन एंड आई नो हाउ मच ही हैज इन्फ्लुएंस्ड यू बिकॉज़ हिज आइडियाज अराउंड द फ्रीडम ऑफ स्पीच थिंग, ही हैज बीन वेरी वोकल अबाउट इट एंड सो हैव यू एंड इट्स लाइक इट्स वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग हाउ ही सेज स्पीच इज द एबिलिटी ऑफ अ सोसाइटी टू थिंक। सो इफ यू आर एंड आईड गो एज मच एज टू से कि बीइंग इंडिपेंडेंट इज समथिंग दैट is a progress for society, because agar independence nahi hoga to naye ideas nahi aayenge, paradigm shift nahi hoga aur ek hi paradigm pe duniya chalti rahegi. So that's again I think that's what how you so philosophy.
Nahi, Peterson's been deeply influential bro, but also where Peterson comes from, which is the American university system, has been deeply influential in a very narrow way, like not entirely. I'm not,
yeah, I had a question around that too, but
आई एम नॉट वाइनी और कंप्लेनिंग एंड लाइक मैं कल ही 12-15 घंटे पहले अपने फ्रेंड्स के साथ चिल कर रहा था, ठीक है, मेरे अमेरिका वाले, एंड आई वाज लिसनिंग टू देम, लाइक अमेरिकन्स आर सो वाइनी, हर चीज़ में साले किचर 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 बहुत ज़्यादा। तो बट इट्स लाइक द वैल्यू फॉर डिस्कशन एंड डिस्कोर्स एंड डिबेट एंड द स्पिरिट फॉर दैट एंड द एबिलिटी टू हैंडल दैट विच इज़ नॉट वेरी प्रेजेंट हमारे इकोसिस्टम में, दैट आई लर्न अ लॉट फ्रॉम देयर। बट मोर सो लाइक यार आई एम नॉट, पीपल थिंक आई एम इन दिस बिजनेस टू मेक फॉलोअर्स और समथिंग, आई एम नॉट लाइक, मैं अगर मेरे को फॉलोअर्स कमाने होते ना तो मैं आई वुड बी टॉकिंग अबाउट थिंग्स दैट टिटिलेट पीपल, राइट? मेरे को ना पता है आई हैव टू गो सी माई फादर आफ्टर आई डू दिस, मेरी बात तुम बहुत डीपली समझना, ठीक है? मेरे को ना अपने बाप का चेहरा देखना है, मेरे को अपने परिवार का चेहरा देखना है, कुछ मेरे को इज्जत रखनी है। मैं वो कॉन्टेंट करता हूँ जिसके साथ मैं सो सकता हूँ, जिसको करके मेरे को खुशी होती है, मैं वो ही, और मैं इसीलिए हूं यहां पे क्योंकि मेरे को किसी की सुननी नहीं थी, तो आई फाउंड एन इंडिपेंडेंट प्लेटफॉर्म टू होस्ट माई सेल्फ। सो यू नो लाइक दैट काइंड ऑफ आर्म ट्विस्टिंग डज नॉट वर्क ऑन मी एट ऑल। लाइक देर इज एंड आई थिंक द बेस एटीट्यूड इज समथिंग लाइक दिस, व्हाट इज इट दैट यू हैव टू ऑफर मी दैट आई डू नॉट हैव? राइट? लाइक एंड दैट पार्टली कम्स फ्रॉम द काइंड ऑफ लाइफ आई हैव लिव्ड। माई स्टमक्स फुल ब्रो, in all senses. I've seen the world, I've met people across the world, I've had experiences that I cannot tell on camera, so many of them that, you know, I've lived my life and I will continue to in my own way. I've read books and I have a deep relationship with my family and my friends, and I have interesting habits and tastes and preferences that I love to follow. So all of that's happening in my life. I don't care about what popularity you can get me. You can't arm twist me, or whatever money you can give me, you can't arm twist me. That's not okay.
So what advice do you give to someone who has not had a life as full as you have, but still wants
to go live a life that you're satisfied with? That's my advice, bro. Go live a life you're satisfied with. Like, why would you want to leave? Jo main isko keh raha tha isse pehle, whoever was asking that question, no, go live a life, create a life you're happy with. Because if you're not doing that, what is the point of doing anything at all? And I understand your circumstance. Also, listen to 18 to 23, 24 year olds. Wait. Be patient. A lot of shit that you do not understand now will sort itself out. I don't say it because then this makes me useless. If I have to wait, why do I listen to Prakhar? But I'm telling you, wait. Honestly, it'll make sense. It'll be hard. Keep you know, brushing against the rock. You lose some pieces, but it'll make sense. So, like you're not expected to figure shit out in your 20s. Don't fall for that. So make a life that you love, man. Make a life that you're happy with. Make a life that you're proud of. Fight to live a life like that. Don't fight to make more money. Don't fight to make more whatever. Fight to make a life you're proud of when you're dying. Then nobody can take nothing from you. Nobody can give you nothing either. Then you exist independently. Then you have the ability to exist independently. How long will people say no if I am very good at what I do? How long can you pretend like I'm not relevant if what I have to say is so relevant? This is the independence you have. It's like we woke up from the dream of slavery, but waking up was so terrifying, we tied our own hands. We were like, hum real life maybe naukari theek hai. So we are so used to like talwa chaatna or ass, like wo samajh rahe na, this whole sycophancy or inke against. Like, bro, I'm so sick of this rhetoric, man. I'm so sick of this rhetoric. You can't do this with your brand. Why? It's mine. मैं बता भी नहीं सकता ब्रो. लाइक दिस हैज स्टार्टेड हैपनिंग टू मी रिसेंटली सिंस आई गॉट सम लाइक लेवरेज. नो अब ये मत कर देना क्यों.
बट डोंट यू थिंक इट्स नॉट व्हाट डोंट यू थिंक इट्स बिकॉज़ यू हैव अ सर्टेन इन्फ्लुएंस ऑन द सोसाइटी एंड यू नीड टू बी अवेयर.
मैंने रिस्पांसिबिलिटी ली है. मैंने बोला तुम्हें कि जो मैं कर रहा हूँ वो करो, जो तुम्हें बात ठीक लगे वो करो, जो गलत लगे वो मत करो. मेरी जिंदगी में क्यों घुस रहे हो? व्हाई आर यू स्टेपिंग ऑन माई टोज? मतलब किसने रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी दी मेरे को? तुम मतलब अच्छा हम प्रखर तुम्हें रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी देंगे ताकि तुम अपनी जिंदगी ना जी सको. मैं अगर ले मैं अपने बाप की रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ले रहा हूं, अपनी माँ की रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ले रहा हूं, अपनी बहन की रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ले रहा हूं, अपने दोस्तों की ले रहा हूं, अपने परिवार की ले रहा हूं, अपनी जिंदगी की ले रहा हूं, तेरी क्यों लूबे? तू कौन है? सो दिस इज व्हाट आई मीन एंड दिस इज वन ऑफ द वेज इन विच आई डोंट नो इफ सेलिब्रिटीज टॉक अबाउट इट. एंड आई मीन सेलिब्रिटीज, नॉट पीपल लाइक मी. आई एम नॉट सेलिब्रिटी. Celebrities, right? People jinke everybody's looking at them and they have expectations. Why the hell? Tumne Deepika Padukone ko apne dimag mein perfect imagine kiya hai. Phir wo ganja pee rahi hai to tumhe problem ho rahi hai. Kyun kara tumne apne dimag mein perfect imagine usko? Oh, I lost all respect for her. She smokes weed. Bro, she never promised you she does not. So let that girl do whatever the hell she wants. It's her life. Leave her alone. Nobody needs. जब मेरे से पता है कभी कभी कोई बोलता है I am very disappointed in this. I'm like take it. Oh, I had hoped this from you. I had. तू कौन है बे? तू मेरे से होप कर रहा है? भाड़ में जा. And I mean that.
Promise भी नहीं किया. जबकि मैंने promise भी नहीं किया कि मैं. For example, when you are critical about people who say that they are quote unquote spiritual or they teach you this or you teach you that, so you tell them कि you said this. तुमने कहा ये प्रॉमिस है तुम्हारा. अब तुम ये कर रहे हो. अब तो मैं तुमसे डिसअपॉइंट होऊंगा ही ना. लेकिन अगर मैंने कभी प्रॉमिस ही नहीं किया तुम्हें, अगर कल को प्रखर गलत एडवाइस देने वाले लगे कॉन्वर्सेशन कह रहा हूँ और तब सिद्धांत कहे कि प्रखर ये कॉन्वर्सेशन तो गलत एडवाइस है तुम्हारी या आपकी, सॉरी, तो दैट इज अ प्रॉब्लम ना. जब मैंने तुम्हें प्रॉमिस ही नहीं किया है कि मैं
तो भी बहुत बेहतर मैं यहाँ पे कोई गलत कॉन्वर्सेशन एडवाइस दूं, समझ रहा है? फ्री है ये, फ्री है ये. तू तब भी मेरे पे रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी लगाएगा क्या? मत ले. तेरी अपना दिमाग नहीं है. आदत हो गई है ना. गुरु चाहिए, एक पापा चाहिए हमें हर जगह, जो हमें बताएंगे कहाँ जाना है आइसक्रीम खाने के लिए. तो अगर पापा नहीं है तो मैं देखने लगूंगा उस बंदे की तरफ, ओ पापा आप बता दो कहाँ आइसक्रीम खाना है. दैट्स व्हाट हैपेंस, राइट? वी ऑलवेज नीड अ डैडी. डैडी इशूज आर मोर रियल देन एनीथिंग एल्स, मैन. वी आर ऑल लाइक ऑल ऑफ अस, स्पेशली कलेक्टिविस्ट सोसाइटीज में, जो हमारी ये ग्रुप थिंक सोसाइटीज होती हैं जैसे इंडियन, हमारे यहाँ ये डैडी प्रॉब्लम बड़ी एमिनेंट है. जब कोई नहीं होता फिल्म वालों को बना लेते हैं, जब नहीं होता क्रिकेटर्स को बना लेते हैं, पॉलिटिशियंस को बना लेते हैं. चाहिए डैडी, सबको डैडी चाहिए भाई. कितनी भी उम्र लगा लो, अंदर खोल के देखोगे डैडी चाहिए.
फ्रॉइड वुड बी प्राउड.
फ्रॉइड वाज नॉट लाइक, एंड सो इट्स आई डोंट मीन डैडी, आई मीन अथॉरिटी. वी आर सो यूज्ड टू दैट.
आई गेट इट.
आई डिडंट प्रॉमिस आई विल बी एनीबॉडीज अथॉरिटी. आई सेड आई विल मेक यू थिंक कलेक्टिव एंड आई विल कंटिन्यू टू मेक यू थिंक. आई ऑल्सो सेड आई विल मेक मिस्टेक्स. And I'll continue to make mistakes. But if you allow me to think and make mistakes, maybe once in a while, I'll think something so novel and beautiful, it'll move you. But don't cage me in your expectation. You are doing disservice to yourself and me. I'm not going to be caged. You're only going to be disappointed with yourself afterwards. I'll do what I want to do.
So now I just have another bit, maybe... not very related question, but after that I'll read all again the questions that are in the chat. What have you noticed? Because I'm very fascinated with the fact that you've been exposed to American academia and the people there. So what difference have you noticed in people and students in America and students in India around the ideas of maybe academia, careers, how they approach? Because people usually hate academia here, students mostly.
Achha, I don't know. आई ऑलवेज थॉट स्टूडेंट्स वर हियर दे आर मोर सबसर्वियंट टू एकेडेमिया मार्क्स लाने हैं दिस दैट वहां पे दे हैव जनरल
हेट बट यू नो दैट्स विद इन दैट कल्टीवेट्स इनटू अ हेट दैट्स व्हेन यू कल्टीवेट इनटू अ हेट इट हेटेड ऑफ बुक्स एंड स्टफ लाइक दैट बिकॉज़
यू नो हेटेड ऑफ बुक्स नहीं होती बिकॉज़ वहां पे टूल्स बुक नहीं है वहां पे टूल्स रूल्स है क्योंकि तू समझ हमारे यहां क्या बुक से पढ़ो बुक से छापो आदमी कहता है भाड़ में जाए बुक सच बता रहा हूँ सबके अंदर की आवाज़ है ये ठीक है
मतलब क्योंकि हाँ क्योंकि ऐसे होता है कि जैसे फॉर एग्जांपल मैं फ्रेंड अपने फ्रेंड्स को बताता हूँ कि यू नो आई एम इंटरेस्टेड इन फिलोसफी साइकोलॉजी और मैं सबके अराउंड कंटेंट कंज्यूम करता हूँ तो देयर लाइक तू मजे के लिए क्या करता है अब मैं उनको कैसे बताऊँ कि मैं मजे के लिए ये करता हूँ तो इट्स लाइक ऐसे सब्जेक्ट्स दे हैव पीपल हैव कॉनोटेड दिस एज कि इसमें मेहनत लगती है या इट्स नॉट समथिंग दैट कैन बी डन बाय यू इट्स हैज टू बी फोर्स्ड अपॉन यू सो हाउ डज पीपल अमेरिका थिंक अबाउट इट
श्योर it's similar but except wahan pe thodi zyada freedom hoti hai so they are a little more ambivalent what they hate what americans usually end up hating is some kind of authority like they're in constant rebellion against authority constant and to a point where it's not fruitful matlab paranoia maximus is level ka hota hai na in logo ka ki main bata nahi sakta koi na koi inke piche pada hua hai aadhe logo ke liye apna desh hi pada hua hai aadhe logo ke liye china pada hua hai but koi na koi piche pada hua hai ye inke dimag mein chalta rehta hai sara time Right, so Americans have a problem with rules, bro. It's very similar, bro. Abhi fir, ab kal I was talking, they were telling me ki graduate students strike kar rahe hain Columbia mein. Theek hai? And koi bata raha tha, freshman bata raha tha. And I was like, jab main freshman tha, tab bhi kar rahe the. Har do saal mein strike kar lete hain, bro. Wo same si demand hoti hai. Har baar kehte hain, resolve ho gayi, nahi hui hoti hai. So like, in that sense, it's the same. It's just that the quality is different.
Okay.
Right, like framework is the same. यहाँ पे जो है वो सस्ती वुड का बना हुआ है वहां पे महंगी वुड का बना हुआ है ऐसे समझ ले तो वो सेंटिमेंट वही रहता है ब्रो मतलब पता है इनफैक्ट मैंने ना मैं तेरे को बताता हूँ वहां पे एक लाइब्रेरी है कोलंबिया में बटलर लाइब्रेरी करके बहुत बड़ी लाइब्रेरी है बेहतरीन सुंदर मेन जो बिल्डिंग जो तुम फोटोज में देखोगे ना दो लाइब्रेरीज की दिखती है किंग्स
और जिसमें लिखा हुआ है वो पिलर्स जहां पे
हां हां चेस्ट पे पिलर्स है राइट अब बटलर का सीन पता है क्या है मैं फाइनल्स के टाइम ना लिटरली बच्चों को रोते हुए सुना है कॉरिडोर में मम्मी मेरे को नहीं देने फाइनल टाइप की बातें करते हुए सही बता रहा हूँ
लाइब्रेरी छूट जाएगी
नहीं जैसे वहाँ पे सब लाइब्रेरी में ही पढ़ते हैं ना एवरीबडी स्टडीज इन द लाइब्रेरी ऑल ऑफ यू गेट टुगेदर लाइब्रेरी इज सो ह्यूज देयर इज सो मेनी प्लेसेस टू सिट पूरा कॉलेज फिट आ जाता है मतलब ब्रो वहाँ पे लाइब्रेरी इतनी बड़ी है कि कहते हैं उसमें वर्ल्ड वॉर टू के टाइम पे टनल्स बनी हुई है जो लोगों को पता नहीं है कहाँ है सो लाइक द लाइब्रेरी इज ह्यूज इट विल टेक यू 20 मिनट्स टू लोकेट समबडी इफ यू वर डूइंग इट आउट ऑफ मेमोरी इट्स रियली दैट बिग सो आई बी वॉकिंग थ्रू द हॉल्स And you'd hear people crying, talking to their mothers. रात को तीन बज रहे हैं पढ़ रहे हैं सब लोग बैठ के सबसे मजा सब इट्स द फन फनेस्ट पार्ट तीन बजे तक पूरी लाइब्रेरी भरी हुई है सब पढ़ रहे हैं सुबह छः बजे के एग्जाम के लिए एक बच्चा रो रहा है मम्मी मेरे को नहीं देने फाइनल ये लोग कितनी पढ़ाई करवाते हैं मम्मी आई हेट कोलंबिया ये वाली बातें मैंने सुनी है वहाँ पे
कॉन्ट्रेरियन वाला नॉट नॉस्टैल्जिक वाला या ओके
कॉन्ट्रेरियन भी नहीं है ब्रो वो तो कॉन्ट्रेरियन भी तो क्राई बेबी वाइनी है वाइनी मेरे को नहीं देने एग्जाम मेरे से नहीं हो रहा है ये मैं नहीं करूंगा ये इस टाइप की जो बिल्कुल वो वाला रोना होता है ना मैंने वो भी सुना है मैंने और भी नर्वस ब्रेकडाउन देखे हैं जहां लोग कोने में बैठ के बकायदा मतलब ऐसे रो रहे हैं जैसे टूट गए हो क्योंकि कल एग्जाम देना है कैसे पास होंगे तो इट्स वेरी सिमिलर इट्स वेरी सिमिलर
ओके सो आई गेस पीपल मस्ट बी एंग्री एट मी बिकॉज़ उन्होंने पहले से क्वेश्चंस डाल रखे हैं
हां पूछ ले
हां तो द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन दैट आई गॉट वाज फ्रॉम नंदिनी She asks, it's a cliche question, like she's written it, but do you think that modern feminism is overrated? Just wanted to know your view. That's what Nandini asks. I thought my drink, yeah.
Well, it's a tricky question, Nandini. I definitely think what modern feminism does is in so many different ways, it identifies a layer of a very inbuilt problem, right? Like the problem was inbuilt in the natural progression of development as we saw it happen for a variety of reasons. One of them being that development and progress happened at the cost of war and loss, and men were more expendable than women. And so, you know, people in the front line, also men are more obsessive about power than women. And the development and progress happened with the currency of power. So a lot of it happened because of that. And there were a lot of problems that were left inbuilt. After the structure of modern society was ready. So we arrived early 1900s and we are like, okay, we are at the helm of modernity. We are building cars and planes.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I didn't quite catch that. Sorry.
Sure.
Can you repeat that?
Sure. You might have to watch that again. but I'll repeat it for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, sorry.
So imagine you're in the year 1200 mm-hmm. and you are Earth as a whole beginning, walking towards development and progress. A lot of this development and progress was happening at the cost of violence and power, both of which are tools of men. Mm-hmm. Right? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what happened was, as time moved on, power was accumulated by men and expended by men on other men. Mm-hmm. So a large majority of the women faction, or in fact most of the women, got ignored. And ignored is mm-hmm. worse than mistreated. And ignored mm-hmm. is kind of mistreated. Because if you ignore them in all respects, that's mistreatment. So around the time, it was early 1900s, we began to wake up to the many ways in which women had been left behind. And if you want to look mm-hmm. at the many ways in which women were left behind, you have to look at only as far as an Indian woman. Because mm-hmm. Indian women are really left behind. And I mean yeah. all our mothers and our sisters. Like yeah. it's tragic. We have 4% of the women in the workforce only. That's mm-hmm. leaving out 46% of our neurons offline.
Yeah.
It's a dumb decision. You don't shut off 46% of the servers and let the internet hang. It's a bad decision, right? Not just that. There is enough, like, I don't want to talk about all the dark, disgusting, dirty stuff that happens to women in this country. It does. It's true. And I'm not saying it does not happen to men, but it does to women. And with women, these issues were largely ignored up until the early 1900s. And then feminism came in multiple waves to try and address them. But feminism's gotten to a point where it does not make sense to me at all. It's gotten to a point where it's probably trying to solve the same problem with means that just do not make sense to me. So it's identified a good problem. I don't think the solution's very good. And I don't think the way the loudest solution's very good. I don't know if there are moderate solutions that, you know, that do not come in front of people. And I think we need to really think about the question of gender and sex and how men and women are related and how they should be thought of in society. But a lot of, like, this happens with political revolutions. A lot of these problems are now fixed in the West. It's true. Mm-hmm. What modern feminism sought to sort of, you know, fix. A lot of those problems are fixed in the West. But mm-hmm. this happens to political revolutions all the time. Once they solve the problem, they need new purpose. And so they invent new problems. And so I think modern feminism in the West particularly is getting to that place where it's just turning on its own head. It's eating its own tail. It's coming around to bite itself. And I think that is the sanest way in which I can put this. This is such a tricky territory, but I think that is the case. So I definitely think that women need to be empowered, or we need to set up pathways such that this is not a concern where we have 100% of our neurons online. And I don't mean just in the workplace, right? We need to give women the ability to be free. Just being lower on the physical fighting index puts women at such a problem. It's not funny, right? Like, if you think about why women cannot dress the way they do, or they want to, sorry, is because in case shit was to go down, they cannot out physically, like, they cannot physically maneuver around a bigger dude. Dudes are generally bigger like that, right? So we need to figure out a way to make the level, the playing field, more level. So at least everybody feels like they're part of the same system. And I definitely think Western feminism's gone to an extreme end in trying to solve that. Might not be the best solution. And to import Western feminism to India is also not the smartest thing, because the problems are not the same. Right? The beginning of the problem's not the same. And so it has to be thought of in an Indian context. It has to really be re-examined in an Indian way. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, so the next question is from Bani. She asks, is gaining trust a people-pleasing thing?
No, not necessarily. How can it be? You don't want to gain trust of people. You don't want people to trust you. It's people pleasing when you do not want to gain somebody's trust, but you're still trying to gain it because you want them to like you. You don't like them. You don't care about them liking you, but you cannot help yourself. That's when it's a problem.
Okay. So the next question is from Adarsh.
Huh.
He asks you, what is that most important thing that you've learned from your mom?
Never be afraid of speaking your goddamn mind no matter where you are. Like, I'm telling you, bro, I had such a problem with it, with authority, with power, with speaking my mind. My mom would just stand behind me like, kya ho gaya? Bol do, kya ho jayega? Bol do na. And then I saw her. I put out an essay about this on Monday Morning Motivation for anybody who subscribed. Yeah. You've seen it, right? Right.
Yeah.
And like, bro, it was fantastic. When I finally came to that place where I could say, it's such a powerful feeling. Like, I'm not even kidding. You're like, ha, ab bol, kya chahiye? Bol. Like, you become so strong in your spine. And I'm glad I had a mother to teach me that. Father would have been probably a little more aggressive. My mother's more, you know, graceful about it. But it's a beautiful thing to know. Also, the fact that my mother defied all stereotype and became what she did, that confirmed to me. I was like, people don't know this shit.
Okay, so Vaishnavi asks, what do you feel about having a passive personality, like your response to any conflict, if it doesn't really pertain towards you, is that don't engage if it's not directly affecting your life? Is that selfish? Or is it that just ensuring your own security?
You probably have that question because you don't have enough problems in your life right now. Right? Like, think about it. When you have enough on your plate, anything excess is a burden. Then you don't want this shit. Right now, your life is probably defended, kept safe because of your parents and the fact that you're a student. You've not seen the real world, right? Like, whatever, whatever. Probably. In general, it's not selfish. It's not selfish. It's really just drawing a line of your own limitation. You are a limited person. You can only care about so many things. And I think it is smart you care about things that you can actually do something about and solve. And I think the most proximate things that you can do something about and solve is stuff in your life. So start with that. And stuff that affects you, because then you can notice it's been solved. Because now it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
Right? So start there. And then maybe, see, it's a very good question if you think about it in the long run of how you live your life, Siddhanj. Because you start there. And you come to a place where you can solve your problems. Then you go out to your immediate circle. I go to my little sister. I go to my mother. I go to my brother, my sister-in-law, my uncle, my aunt, my father, my grandfather. Like, what problems do you have? And then I take some of them on and I solve them. Because their concern is my concern. Their life is my meaning. Then I go to my friends. I'm like, what problems do you have? And then I can solve it. And then maybe I go to the rest of the world. I'm like, what problems do you have? And then I solve it. But you start here. Right down here. Because to even understand how you solve everybody else's problems, you have to understand how you solve your own problems. That is the only place you can learn that. Your practice, private practice ground. Right? So it has to begin here.
Okay, so Aryan asks, how do we deal with conflict between social behavior and individual beliefs?
How do we solve the conflict between what?
Social behavior and individual beliefs.
Hold up. Here is an entire book you should read on that subject. What you are arriving at is the fundamental reason that Freud says why most of us are messed up. It's called Civilization and Its Discontent by Sigmund Freud. Read this book because there is no simple answer. This is the conflict battle in your head. I want to do this, but I should do that. I don't want to do this, but I should not do that. It's just, tum kabhi bhi dekh lena, want versus should is the fundamental battle in your head. I've given a lot of lectures on this. They take about hours to finish because it's so difficult to bring people to that want and should and then be like, this is what you need to do with this. So I can't answer that in a short, but this is the fundamental conflict that will plague your mind for the rest of your life. So what I can tell you is make peace with it.
Okay, so don't be afraid of, again, making mistakes.
No. Sometimes you have to listen to what people are saying. Don't be an idiot and think you always know what you're right about.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's an idiotic move. So the should is as important. If there is no should, you're an animal. It's only want. I want sex. I want food. I want water. I want shelter. I want sex. I want food. That's an animal. That is exactly what an animal looks like. Shoulds is what you learn from society when you're growing up. Now, those are important. Some shoulds are bad. Some shoulds in some context are very bad. Some shoulds in some context are good. Some wants in some. So this, bro, I'm telling you, this is an hour and a half long lecture. I've given it more than once to a crowd. Like, to get into that detail is going to be like, this is pro league stuff, bro. I discussed this in several pro leagues at this point. So if you have access to my Dropbox, Siddhansh, you can probably look it up there. It's like an hour and a half long.
मैं तो Dropbox पे यही करता हूँ. मैं देखता हूँ कौन सा माल मैं free में उठा सकता हूँ.
किसी को पता नहीं अभी तो हम उस बारे में बात नहीं कर सकते. अभी वो रोल आउट हो जाने थे फीचर, फिर बात करेंगे उस बारे में.
सो बानी आस्क्ड अगेन, कैन यू प्लीज एक्सप्लेन मोर अबाउट ड्रॉइंग योर ओन बाउंड्री. कैसे होता है? How do you draw your own boundary?
You draw a boundary every time you say no. What is the extent of things you're willing to say yes to? That's really the answer. Jaise maine no bol diya na, wahan boundary ban gayi. I don't bargain beyond this point. Like, I'll tell you something as an example. There is a certain way in which I like nobody talking to me.
Okay. Right?
Let me think of a better example. Chal chod, I'll give this one. I'm feeling lazy. Right? Nobody talks to me rudely. I didn't speak to you rudely. No matter who you are, just tell me politely you're not interested, and you and I can walk separate ways. Like, I don't mind. You know, professional. Like, I'm telling you, even after breaking out of Raw and Real, I still speak to Shweta. I was just speaking to him before, and we're best friends still. We're just talking, we're hanging, right? So, I have a very clean way of doing stuff like this. So, if somebody's rude to me, even the slightest, no matter what the discussion, if you go to that place, but it's not what you said, it's the way you're saying it, I'll be like, sorry, I can no longer continue this conversation. That's a boundary. But I'm sure I'm not going to negotiate beyond this. Look, like even with Josh talks, I let them negotiate to a great extent. They first asked me, write a script. I was like, I don't do that, but I'll do it. Then they were like, we're going to, you know, I'm going to look at it. Send it to me. Send it to them. They made some edits and I was like, chalo, koi nahi. They made some edits also. राइट, सो ऑन एंड सो फोर्थ. वहां तक मैं प्ले कर रहा हूं, वो मेरी लक्ष्मण रेखा के अंदर का पार्ट है. फिर एक पॉइंट आता है जिसके बियॉन्ड लक्ष्मण रेखा और क्रॉस नहीं हो सकती. वो पॉइंट है जहां रेखा तैयार हो, चालू है. इफ यू क्रॉस दिस, देन आई एम नो लॉन्गर मी एंड आई डिसाइड वेयर दैट कम्स. इट्स नॉट पहले से इनबिल्ट मेरे दिमाग में. आई डिसाइड कि बस अब हो गया. जब तुम एक बॉयफ्रेंड गर्लफ्रेंड आपस में फाइट कर रहे हैं, दे आर एक्टिवली कॉम्प्रोमाइजिंग ऑन अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स. झूठ बोल रहे हैं एक दूसरे से, गेम्स खेल रहे हैं, ठीक है, एक दूसरे को प्यार दिखा रहे हैं, पजेसिव होकर, जो भी एक पॉइंट ऐसा आता है जहां पे अब नहीं हो सकता, सॉरी ब्रेक हो गया, अब नहीं हो सकता, आई कांट डू दिस, दिस इज द एंड, है ना, आता है ना, यू स्नैप. दैट इज व्हेन यू एस्टैब्लिश्ड अ बाउंड्री. सो नाउ दैट यू नो व्हाट अ बाउंड्री लुक्स लाइक, एस्टैब्लिश इट द वे यू वॉन्ट टू इन एनी रिस्पेक्ट, इन एनी डोमेन विद एनीबडी. से नो एंड देन डू नॉट बज, अनलेस यू थिंक यू वर रॉन्ग, बट देन डू नॉट बज. Say no. That's how you build a boundary.
अभी मेरे दिमाग में एक क्वेश्चन आया. This is just like when I asked you before about people expecting people to be what they do. So, for example, something like Josh Talks. So, as much as big as a big entity as they are, so people are so the reason they stay secure, you know, sometimes some ideas that they don't want to project because the people have expectations and they don't want to, you know, put out a bad influence because people will be influenced by them. So this is the problem of the people, not the person. How on a society level or on a personal level do we solve this problem where people do not have to be no longer dependent on subscribing to ideologies?
I don't understand your question. Make it simpler for me, please.
मतलब अगर प्रखर ये ना भी कहे कि मुझे गलतियां करने दो, तब भी उसकी 80,000 की जनता ये समझ जाए कि प्रखर गलती कर सकता है और मुझे प्रखर की हर बात को मानना जरूरी नहीं है अगर मुझे उसकी एक बात अच्छी लगती है.
नहीं कर सकते. आई हैव नो होप फॉर दैट. लाइक मतलब मे बी मैं अगर एक्टिवली अपने एंड से ये बोलता रहूं, रिमाइंड करता रहूं तो शायद. बट मेरे को याद है इनिशियली जब मैं छोटा क्रिएटर था, 2-3 हज़ार, अभी भी छोटा ही हूं, पर जब बहुत छोटा था, स्टार्टिंग कर रहा था, आई वुड स्पीक टू वरुण पब्लिकली रादर 2-3 बार एंड आई वेंट आफ्टर हिम. आई एम नॉट श्योर इफ यू नोटिस्ड, बट आई वेंट आफ्टर हिम विद I was like, bro, why do you let people worship you like God?
Nami Lightning Emperor.
Khair, wo to uska cartoonish aur wo uska video game direction hai. Wo narcissistic direction nahi hai uska. Wo uska
ek joke hai.
Haan, like that's just because he's a kid at heart. Wo ek bachcha hai, legitimately. Now I've come to know him more, right, since. And he was extremely deft at handling those questions back then. I think I got him in a few places too, but it like I never learned. And then he was like, bro, he would tell me, he's like, Prakhar, you'll see as you grow. You'll see as you grow. And now I do. Hmm. Bro, it's ridiculous. Everybody need daddy. YouTube give everybody daddy. So everybody go to YouTube because daddy's in YouTube. And now I found my YouTube daddy. I'm going to be happy with my daddy. Ye situation hai. Everybody needs a daddy, bro. Yaar, aaj isko quote kar do.
Everybody need daddy.
YouTube give daddy. Everybody go to YouTube, give me daddy. Daddy on YouTube. YouTube on daddy. Me in the middle. Ye scene hai, bro. So, this is...
On a personal end, how do you solve it?
Bro, there is this quote where something about that. There is a gene for God. Something like that. That we have space in our biology for God. We have a God-shaped space in our mind. Samajh raha hai? Like, there is... It's almost like we need... Hum log, we are programmed for authority, bro.
Authority ka meme bahut bada hai. Jo ki
starting uski space bahut badi hai. Jahan pe biol, uski gene mein space itni badi hai ki meme fit ho jata hai koi bhi.
Biology, but yeah, as you said, biologically authority chahiye, to koi bhi meme kahin bhi aake ghus sakta hai. It's not ki wahan pe koi ek constraint hai. Itne mein meme aa sakta hai to aa jayega. To us choti jagah mein tumhe jitni relevant information fit karni hai to kar do. Lekin jab jagah itni badi hai to irrelevant to information to aani
hai. Basically, we are programmed for authority and such, bro. And it's tragic and whatnot, but it is what is it is. And so, it's very difficult to code it out of people. And I'm not, mere na koi social justice intent nahi hai. Main badlunga India ka space. Not interested, first of all. Kaun hota hun main aur kaun hote ho tum? Right? What I want to do is live a peaceful life. So I'm going to do stuff that is truthful to me. So why I insist on all of this is because it helps me sleep at night. Not because I want to win. Right? I don't want to change bloody shit. I want to focus on what I do. So what I mean by the whole thing is ki main chahta hu to mere upar mera gala na pakdo. Isliye main tumhe remind kar raha hu ki main galtiyan karunga. Mere ko koi awam nahi badalni hai hamare desh ki. Main interested nahi hu. मेरे पास इतना टाइम नहीं है भाई. मैं अपने बच्चों का ध्यान नहीं रखूंगा क्या जब होंगे? यही करता रहूंगा मैं. यूट्यूब वाले बच्चे कहाँ हैं? पापा डैडी आ गए हैं. प्रखर डैडी मिलो, प्रखर डैडी से नहीं करना मेरे को. आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू बी नोबडीज डैड.
हाउ डू यू टैकल दिस ऑन अ लाइक हाउ डू पीपल टैकल दिस ऑन अ पर्सनल एंड? मैं कैसे समझूं? हाउ डज अ नॉर्मल पर्सन अंडरस्टैंड कि मुझे इंडिपेंडेंट होना पड़ेगा, मुझे अथॉरिटी नहीं ढूंढनी है? क्योंकि फॉर अलॉट ऑफ द टाइम्स फॉर द सब्सिस्टेंस ऑन व्हिच पीपल आर डिपेंडेंट इज अथॉरिटी.
ब्रो, आई मीन आई एम नॉट लाइक I think it'll be untrue if I say I am without authority myself.
Yeah, but like choti authority.
Matlab, dekh, main tere ko batata hun. I have a friend. Agar wo mere ko medically kuch bhi bolta hai na, main aankhein band karke sun leta hun. Aur wo history mein bhai har baar galat hua hai. Jab bhi. To bhi, kyunki wo mera bhai hai. Aur tu sahi, mera bhai kaise sahi nahi bol raha hoga? Samajh raha hai?
Kabhi kuch usne bolta nahi bolta.
My point is, all of us are dumb, bro. All of us. Like sometimes my dad raises his voice and says something and I'm like, okay, without even thinking why he said that. Or like et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of us are programmed for it. I make the same mistakes. Mm-hmm. One, as soon as I realize, as soon as, whenever I do, ki ab I'm not thinking for myself, somebody else has done this thinking and I'm saying what they are saying. As soon as my father comes home and he's like, Modi ji ne kiya hoga to kuch soch ke hi kiya hoga. I'm like, Papa, aapko unhone bataya hai? किसने गारंटी दी आपको उन्होंने कुछ सोच के ही किया होगा? और क्या पता उनकी सोच गलत हो, आपके पास क्या गारंटी? आप उनके लॉयर कब से बने? मैं एक एग्जांपल ले रहा हूँ, मैं अपने पापा की बात नहीं कर रहा, मैं एक एग्जांपल ले रहा
हूँ. मतलब
राइट. एंड एट दैट मोमेंट यू नो दैट दिस इज अब्सॉर्बिंग अथॉरिटी विदाउट एनी बेसिस. सो ओनली इन दोज मोमेंट्स वेर योर डिसीजंस आर बीइंग अफेक्टेड बाय समबडी एल्सस वॉइस इन योर हेड दैट यू रियली नीड टू सिट एंड आस्क योरसेल्फ इफ दैट पर्सन इज वर्थ इट. Right? If it comes to cancer, I'm not going to trust that friend of mine, even though I take all his little advice on allergies and cuts and bruises. If it comes to financial stuff, I'm not going to take my advice. I'm going to go to my father maybe, or my uncle maybe. Because they're better decision makers. But when I bring home that advice, I'm going to come flesh it out myself. I'm going to be like, how can they be wrong? What cases are they wrong? And I do that almost all the time. I take financial advice from a few friends. I invest with a few friends. Right, I have all that happening. एंड जिस फ्रेंड के साथ मैं इन्वेस्ट करता हूँ एक्टिवली, हमारी कोई कॉन्वर्सेशन अच्छी नहीं होती. हम सारा टाइम लड़ते हैं क्रिप्टो को लेके, सारा टाइम. ही हैज़ अ डिफरेंट व्यू, आई हैव अ डिफरेंट व्यू, वी ऑलवेज फाइट. एंड सो यू नो इट्स लाइक, एंड आई टेक हिज एडवाइस, ही टेक्स माइन, बट दिस as long as you have an authority and you are defending that authority without being hired to defend that authority, you know you are in deep trouble, man. Why the hell? Like I used to do that about football clubs. Liverpool's the best, blah blah. पैसे दे रहा है
Liverpool.
हाँ Liverpool पैसे दे
रहा है. मैंने तो notice किया ना.
हाँ.
मेरा जो थोड़ा पुराना circle है.
हाँ.
तो एक दिन हम लोग sleep over कर रहे थे and उसमें से like they're very invested into football and NBA and I used to be very invested in football a lot. तो जब मैं पहले इन लोगों के साथ conversations करता था about clubs और लड़ रहे हैं, मतलब मैंने तुमसे तो याद है मैंने block किया अपने दोस्त को क्योंकि वो Real Madrid को support करता था और मैं Barcelona को support करता हूँ. और उस दिन मैं एक conversation सुन रहा था, they were like fighting if Stephen Curry is the best player and I was like, bro,
तुम्हें identity चाहिए और तुम किसी और इंसान को ढूंढ रहे हो अपनी identity ढूंढने.
और इतना time क्यों है तुम्हारे पास ये बात करने के लिए?
Right, that's a good question to be asking. कुछ बेहतर कर लो.
So yeah, so another question that we have is from Aryan again. Sir, how do we differentiate between a toxic person versus a person genuinely going through a lot? It's very off topic, but
bro, both of them can be the same person. They're going through a lot does not mean you have to go through a lot with them, right? And if you decide that you have, then shut up about thinking if they're toxic, because now you've committed to helping them through that stuff. सो ऐसा नहीं है कि कोई एक लाइन है जो उसने क्रॉस कर दिया वो टॉक्सिक बन गया है. एवरीबडी इज़ गोइंग थ्रू सम स्टफ, एवरीबडी नीड्स समबडी टू हेल्प देम. दैट्स अ सैड रियलिटी, वी आर ऑल ब्रोकन एंड ट्विस्टेड एंड फ्लोटिंग बिटवीन यू नो अदर पीपल. दे बिकम थिंग्स आर टॉक्सिक व्हेन दे डोंट, व्हेन दे डिसरप्ट योर स्लीप इन अ बैड वे एट नाइट, राइट? व्हेन दे मेक यू फील लाइक यू आर नॉट इनफ, व्हेन दे मेक यू फील यू आर नॉट सफिशिएंट और कॉम्पिटेंट और वर्दी और happy, or when they take you away from you, that is when there is a problem. If you get lost in trying to be more you, suppose meri behan ko bhi problem hai, she's making a ruckus, I that to help her is me, that's more like that's my first thing. Sab chhod dunga, uski help karunga. Now say I do that non-stop aur main us process mein kho jata hu apne dimag mein, that's fine, I'm doing more me. But suppose meri koi girlfriend hai and she's just in a mess and I'm trying to solve her and she's like, you are the reason for my problem, and I'm beginning to feel like I'm not good enough or I'm not like I don't make her happy enough or another, at that point exit, not happy.
Do you have a time constraint or anything
kind like of that? Bata, you have more questions.
Ek topic tha, like it's been going around in my head and so kafi off hai.
Haan.
But I'd like to pick your brain on it. So if you want, I could do it sometime else.
Bold.
But it's a bit political. But so all the news regarding the Narendra Modi Stadium that was there, that you know it happened. इससे मेरे really बहुत philosophical type of insight आया. It reminded me of Nietzsche, who said that God, the fanaticism of man is on the rise because God is dead. So what I realized about the last 6 years of maybe this regime. Is that they have killed almost all the god figures that used to exist in the cultural history of India. The freedom fighters, Jawaharlal Nehru, Mahatma Gandhi, and anyone like that. We used to perceive them as gods, you know. Mahatma Gandhi, aaj bhi 5th kakshak ke books mein, bhagwan ki tarah hi bataye gaye hain. And ye regime aayi, they were like, hum tumhare gods ko maar denge, and unki jagah inhone kya rakha? Modi. What do you think about it? Do you think it's a right reasoning to make? Or do you have any other thoughts?
Well, I think this is a deeper topic for introspection. I think we'll do it after the stream in any case, or maybe sometime else. But you have to understand where that side comes from is not ki hum log manipulatively Gandhi ko hata denge us pedestal se and then we'll instead Savarkar or something. It's that they've always felt this way. They've now finally got the chance to say it. Right? So it's not disingenuous. Also, you have to understand with changing the Overton window. You've heard of the Overton window? Mm-hmm. Overton window is the range of political opinion that is allowed at one point, right? So like, ek saal pehle tak tum Khalistan bol bhi nahi sakte the, ab tum bol sakte ho, since the farmer. It got included in the Overton window. Now, to change the Overton window, which is what has happened over the last 6 years, you you have to change hero figures and narratives and stories and how the history looks. That's the only way you do that. And so that's what they did. And you kind of have to, even if you think of it as a media propaganda, even if you do, right? It's necessary. You can't kill the story without killing the hero. Or you can't kill the hero without killing the story. So they had to.
But yeah, but from a philosophical standpoint.
And like even from a philosophical standpoint, bro, I think like Nehru, I don't know, there's too much political conversation around Nehru. Gandhi, I like, right? Like he stands for something. And that might not be the best thing to stand for, but he stands for it perfectly. And he may not have been a perfect person, but he stands for something that is near perfect in a, like, you know, like it's a good approximation to have of something virtuous. Why the hell are you complaining? But I think Gandhi, he was not economically and et cetera, that sound. Like, you know, like his whole socialist tirade and all that, I'm not fond of that over the long run, right? Maybe the first 50 years of the country's development. But at this point, we should be moving towards more open markets is what I think. So I think it's tragic what people do to Gandhi to make their point. I think he's a great approximation for a great sentiment. I don't think he'd like to put him in the center of the Indian spirit and then close everything else is a smart idea. I think the Sikhs learned it the hard way in their religious history that you cannot only be nonviolent, that you have to be violent to maintain nonviolence. It's part of the contradictions of being human. So I think Gandhi is a good spirit to have at our heart, but you could open your heart for more spirits to enter it. And Gandhi was not very solid, probably economically or philosophically in that direction as he might have been in a spiritual direction. And so keep Gandhi as a spiritual, let's say, spirit in your spiritual spirit or like a spiritual icon in your head. And you've got to welcome a few hardened, more aggressive icons in your head too. You need that balance. You need to be a monster and a gentleman, right?
Right. So I guess now, right now, my questions ka pitara khatam ho gaya.
Koi scene nahi hai. Isko off karte hain live stream ko. Theek hai?
So just before we go off, matlab, can I plug the fest here?
Please.
The anime.
Please.
So I'll forward you the link if you could put it in the chat. Can you? मैं WhatsApp कर दूँ?
हाँ करना मैं चैट में डाल देता हूँ.
हाँ मैं भेज देता हूँ. ये मैंने WhatsApp कर दिया आपको. So जब तक आप कर रहे हो Paper Planes 2021 is the cultural annual cultural fest of NMIMS Mumbai and it has a lot of events from you know anything that you want. मतलब लिटरेरी आर्ट्स और किसी चीज़ में भी इंटरेस्ट है अगर स्टैंड अप कॉमेडी करना पसंद है या फिर फिल्म बनाना पसंद है या फिर बिंज लाइक डू यू लाइक बिंज वॉचिंग शोज तो उसके लिए भी वी हैव एन इवेंट फॉर यू सो देर आर लॉट ऑफ इवेंट्स दैट आर देयर सो इफ यू लाइक टू बी अ पार्ट सो डू इट बिकॉज इट्स गोना हैपन ऑन द 17 18 19 एंड 20th ऑफ मार्च सो या आई गेस दैट्स इट फॉर माय प्लग वेरी शेमलेस वन दो
नो 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 ब्रो गो अहेड
So yeah, if I guess by now if it fits on the chat, so you could just look at the brochure. There are a lot of events, and you can just register for it. But please do it before 16th. Thank you.
All right, good to see you guys.
So yeah.
Chal, maine stream to end kar diya.